Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. Transcripts of emergency calls from the World Trade Center on 9/11 will soon be made available. A judge ruled the transcripts must be released by 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Family members of 9/11 victims have come out for and against releasing the transcripts. Kristen Breitweiser's husband, Ron, died in the World Trade Center attack and supports the release of the 9/11 transcripts.
The Port Authority owned and managed not only the World Trade Center, but Newark International Airport. Mm-hmm. They had an open phone line. They knew about the second plane heading towards my husband's tower. Oh, he was told to stay in his seat. And you know what? Lives could have been saved. Lives should have been saved. And we need to find out what went wrong to make sure it does not happen again.
The transcripts had previously been kept by the New York, New Jersey Port Authority, but the New York Times went to court for the material. The paper wanted the transcripts in order to evaluate emergency response times. Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon today ordered his military to take all necessary steps against Palestinian militants after they fired a rocket into the southern town of Ashkelon today. It was the first time militants in the Gaza Strip had successfully launched such an attack on the large Israeli city. The rocket did no damage and caused no injuries. Sharon said the attack was aimed at one of the biggest power plants in Israel. Officials in Jerusalem warned that today's attack may have crossed a red line for major Israeli military action against militants in Gaza and the West Bank. Already, Israeli armored vehicles swept into the Gaza Strip to remove trees and brush that militant rocket squads might have used for cover.
If you're losing your hair, then I have great news for you. Now you can have twice as much hair within 90 days, guaranteed. Announcing Hair Advantage, the world's most advanced hair regrowth system that will reverse baldness, fill in embarrassing bald spots, and regrow up to twice as much new hair, guaranteed. The secret of Hair Advantage lies in a recent medical discovery that showed 95% of all hair loss was due to the body's overproduction of DHT. Hair Advantage stops DHT from attacking your hair follicle as it starts regrowing new hair in balding areas. Hair Advantage contains a patent active ingredient that was approved by the FDA for hair regrowth. In clinical studies, the majority of people regrew their hair, with almost half experiencing dense hair regrowth. So call now for your risk-free trial, and you can have twice as much hair within 90 days, guaranteed. Hair Advantage is safe, clinically proven, and effective on virtually everyone. Call toll-free 1-800-213-4495. That's 1-800-213-4495. 1-800-213-4495.
Omaha Mayor Mike Fahey is highly critical of a city council memo that claims a proposed contract with the city's firefighters is not a good deal for the city. Today, Mayor Fahey said the memo is full of errors and he can prove it.
Well, we're confident we can refute the allegations in that memo. And we're hoping that, you know, like-minded people who are looking to not raise property taxes, who are trying to preserve the basic city services that we're providing to the citizens, will look at this and say, hey, this is a good deal for the citizens.
City Council member Dan Welsh said this week that he could not support such a contract. Mayor Fahey fired back today, asking those City Council members to step forward and tell the citizens of Omaha what areas of the budget they plan to cut. Fahey says that without these contracts with the city unions, services will have to be cut. The mayor pointed out that his budget proposal keeps city services intact without raising taxes.
Mom? Dad?
Someone's going to try and get me to take drugs.
Want to do something about it?
You're going to have to make me tell you where I am and who I'm with every day.
Don't like the sound of that?
Tough. You got to be the grown-up.
Kids with involved parents are less likely to try drugs. So ask them, who, what, where, when? Questions. They're the anti-drug.
Call 1-800-729-6686 for more information. Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
A bride who had a wedding day she'd like to forget made a court appearance today in Manchester, Connecticut. Adrian Saman was arrested earlier this month, charged with breach of peace and criminal mischief in connection with an incident at her wedding reception. WTNH reports that according to police, the 18-year-old was throwing food and glasses after being told by the facility's owners that the reception was over. She was found by officers walking down the road in her wedding gown. Saman told her family, friends, and the court she was sorry for her actions. The judge ordered her to pay a $90 fine and costs. Anger management and alcohol counseling were also suggested. A rally on Wall Street brought trading at the New York Stock Exchange from negative territory back onto the plus side. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 40 points to close at 93.74. The NASDAQ was up 18 points to end the day at the 1800 mark. The S&P 500 also ended up on an up note, increasing 6 points to close at 1003. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Name some things that are different. Apples, oranges, men, women, football, soccer. How about tune-ups? If you think they're all the same, think again. And when I come back, I'll tell you all about it.
Okay, so you want one good reason to get LoJack installed in your car. Well, unfortunately, I can't give you that. But I can give you three. LoJack has a 90% recovery success rate. LoJack has helped recover over 100,000 vehicles worldwide. And LoJack is the only stolen vehicle recovery system used by the police. So if you still want just one good reason to get LoJack, that last one should do quite nicely. To find a dealer near you, visit LoJack.com. And keep it close.
Why does your tune-up cost $500, but your neighbor's only $100? Apples and oranges. Although symptoms in two vehicles are similar, actual problems can vary dramatically. Here's what I mean. Your neighbor's V8 engine is running on 7 cylinders due to a bad plug wire. Tune-up cost $100. Your V8 engine's also running on 7 cylinders, but it's due to a burned valve. Tune-up cost 5 times $100. My advice? Investigate the diagnosis before you relegate your wallet. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network.
When you're swallowing all life's lies,
here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Resistance Radio. Thank you very much for joining us tonight. Program produced by Catherine Bay. Robin Bittman announces the phone number is 800-TALK-YES, 800-825-5937. If you'd like to email during the program, mikedmalloy@earthlink.net. This is the 40th anniversary of Dr. King's March on Washington. We were going to play some sound, but we were afraid the King family would sue us or else ask us to pay for it. We who live here in Atlanta for a long period of time, as I have, you can't live here and be involved in with certain people and media and so on and so forth without eventually forming some sort of an understanding or relationship with the family of the late Dr. Martin Luther King. And I have to tell you, when you make that relationship, you realize that Coretta Scott King, sadly, is pretty much nothing more nor less than someone who hustles her dead husband, her martyred husband's name. It's really a shame. Dexter King, I know Dexter, I know Marty King III, and I don't really know what to say. Over the years that I've known this family, both on a personal level and on a professional level, it never fails to amaze me how tacky the King family can be. As you probably know now, they've asked Sotheby's Auction House to auction off the writings of Dr. King, everything from scribbles on the backs of envelopes to his college transcripts. And they're asking $30 million. This is a family who has turned a true hero, not American hero, but global hero. Well, they've done nothing. They've turned him into nothing. But they have displayed the terrible mercenary nature of this entire family. And it's really been a shock over the 30 years that I've been here to witness this. So all we'll do tonight is acknowledge the fact that this was 40 years ago, 1963, the March on Washington, where King made his famous, unrehearsed, I Have a Dream speech. And here we are 40 years later, and the family is trying to sell what he produced for all of humankind. Let me just put it as succinctly as I can. It stinks. It just stinks. Bart Kopp had had this on his site the other night. I love Bart Kopp. If you don't, go to bartkopp.com. Shame on you. If you don't listen to it, he still has his internet radio program going, doesn't he, Kathy? That's still up and running. If you don't listen to his radio program, shame on you. Brilliant man. Great humor. Probably the most acerbic, wry, witty website out there. Yeah. I know there's a lot of good ones, but bartkopp.com is kind of the granddaddy of them all. Anyway, he had this posted the other night. It was under the quotes section, and it's from Bill Maher, who, as Bart Kopp says, usually gets it right. I was watching Bill Maher the other night on HBO, and when he had Arianna Huffington on and Ann Coulter. And I really just viscerally dislike Ann Coulter. She uses language in a very gratuitous manner. If Ann Coulter believed everything she says, she truly would be a demon. But she doesn't believe it. It's a game. It's a vicious game that this woman plays. And her obsession with Hillary Clinton, I think, could only be dealt with if she had a chance to have sex with Hillary Clinton. At that point, just like the right-wing males who pursued Bill Clinton's penis for years. I don't know, something about right-wingers. Fine. If they seek some sort of sexual congress with these people, have at it. But, you know, if they make a pass at Hillary or Bill or have all these deep-seated desires to make a pass and can't do it for whatever reason, then sit down and shut up. I don't see anything wrong with Ann Coulter writing Hillary Clinton a mash note. Hi, baby. You know, or some of these right-wingers who just said to Bill, look, Bill, let's get together in the men's locker room because I just have to see it. There's nothing wrong with that. It's kind of weird, but nothing wrong with it. But anyway, Ann Coulter is right up there in the pantheon of right-wing freaks. I mean, just an absolute freak. But I was watching Maher, and he had Arianna Huffington on and Ann Coulter, and I thought, well, this would be interesting. But what he did, he just interviewed Arianna at the beginning of the program, and then after she left the set, he introduced his panel, which included Ann Coulter. At that point, we switched over to the History Channel to watch All Nazi All the Time. Boy, that color footage from World War II is just freako, isn't it? You get the impression, if you watch too much of the History Channel like I do, apparently, you get the impression that everything that occurred before 1955 was all in black and white, that there was no color anywhere, that the world was just black and white. And every once in a while, I have World War II in color. Whew, boy, what a difference. Where am I going? Okay, Ann Coulter. Bill Maher. So this is at Bart Kopp's website, a quote from Maher. Bill Maher says, people ask me about Ann Coulter constantly and can't understand how two people who don't agree on everything can be friends. There are very few people speaking out who are not afraid to get booed, and we share that. Ann Coulter is not afraid to say something that will make people boo, and we need more of that. Now, that was Bill Maher speaking, and he's made a point to – he always refers to Ann Coulter as his friend. You know, if you're known by the company you keep, right? Lie down with dogs, get up with fleas, right? Yada, yada, yada. The friend of my friend is my friend. The enemy of my friend is my all that stuff. Well, Bart Kopp responds to Maher saying, look, you know, she's my friend. Bart Kopp says, hey, Bill, your good friend Ann Coulter has advocated the murder of liberals many times. You can say that's being brave, but that's just horse droppings. I think you're getting some kind of perverse mileage out of calling her your friend. Why else would you applaud someone who wishes McVeigh had taken out the New York Times and who wishes that John Kerry and Al Gore had been victims of friendly fire in Vietnam? You got this one wrong, Bill, and it makes you look cowardly. Well, Bart Kopp, I second that. I third it. I fourth it. Every time Maher, who I tend to enjoy his program when he was on ABC. The only thing Bill Maher and I share in common is both of us ran into a firewall with ABC. I don't mean to elevate myself to Bill Maher's level at all, but he dealt with ABC television. I dealt with ABC radio, and the end result was he left. I left. You know, whatever. But I enjoyed his program on ABC. I knew, like the Smothers Brothers, he was fighting a losing battle. The Smothers Brothers battle with CBS a generation ago, but it was clear that Mara was going to lose. And that was a shame, because he really had a good program. And I thought the way the program on ABC was handled was a very interesting format. You know, four guests, usually your standard two liberals, your standard two conservatives, and have at it, with Mara, of course, in charge. When he switched to HBO, I thought, well, this is good, because now he can use a kind of language that all of us use in day-to-day conversation, most of us do, you know, that I can't use on this radio program. Occasionally when I slip, it's just like, oh, my God, there's another demerit. But Mar, I think the setting for a program like Mar's is enhanced by being on cable, by being on HBO. But this thing he has for Ann Coulter, to me, is kind of disgusting, and it tends to make me not want to watch his program. So, Bart Kopp, I agree with you. Bill Maher is associating with a demon, with a devil, with an utter and absolute small b bitch. And I just wish he'd stop. But, you know, like I said, Bill Maher is so far out of my league. You know, I'm one of the little people down here going, hey, go ahead, hit a home run. You know, I'm just in the stands. George Bush is going to the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit. Doesn't that sound good? Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit. APEC, they call it. He is going. When's he going? Oh, I don't know. He's going October 20th, sometime in October. Bush is going over to Bangkok, Thailand for this thing. And according to the Bangkok Post, 3,000 U.S. security agents will be on hand to protect his life. You know, my senior correspondent, Chris in Minnesota, pointed this out. This has got to be the most hated man on earth currently. The most hated man on earth is George W. Bush. In that respect, yeah, he's a uniter, all right. The national police chief in Thailand said every square inch of Bangkok was being checked in advance of this October meeting, including water pipes in the river that flows through the city, I guess, and the drains beneath buildings. According to the Bangkok Post, U.S. security experts had already pored over maps of the city's underground water and drainage systems. The banks of the river that runs through the city will be guarded by U.S. agents and Thai police. Marine police will patrol the river while APEC leaders watch the royal barge procession from the Navy Convention Hall on the night of October 20th. One of the politicians in Thailand said it will be like Mr. Bush's visit to England when security guards were everywhere around the Thames River. Now, part of this 3,000-member U.S. security team, where do we get those kind of people? Does that mean that with 3,000 people going to Bangkok, does that mean Homeland Security is downgraded by 3,000 people who could be guarding the homeland? Huh? Just so too stupid to be president can make this trip to the Asia-Pacific Economic Summit, you know right away that, first of all, he won't know where the hell he's at. I'll guarantee you. I would bet my job that if George Bush were here right now and I said, George, see that map on the wall? Go find Thailand. The stupid jackass wouldn't know where to point. He wouldn't even get the hemisphere right, much less where Thailand is. He does not understand economics. Asian economics? Bush? Please. So anyway, we've got 3,000 U.S. security people there training with the Special Branch Police in Thailand. Something called Special Branch Police. Gee, I wonder what they do. Yeah, that you're right. City police and riot police. Now, the politician in charge of all this said the use of so many U.S. agents, 3,000 of them, should not be interpreted as a lack of trust in the capability of the Thai police to ensure security. Oh, okay. We won't look at it that way at all.
Sometimes get encapsulated in a bubble.
Madness coming and can't be denied. The right with the dark. Here's some good news. Tax rebate checks are here just in time for back-to-school shopping. And Sears will cash your tax rebate check free of charge with any purchase. Here's some more good news. Right now, during the Sears Great 3-Day Sale, save 50% on great back-to-school items throughout the store. Plus, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. So hurry in now through Saturday. You don't want to miss the Great 3-Day Sale. 3-day sale ends August 16th. All jeans on sale through August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
Hi, Tom Baudette for Motel6.com. Next time you're goofing around on the internet, you know, in other words, the next time you're at work, click on over to Motel6.com for Click 6 Web Bargains. Those are special discounts at hundreds of locations that you can only get when you book online. Just look for the Click 6 icon at Motel6.com and then get back to work. I'm Tom Baudette, and we'll leave the light and the modem on for you. And a core hotel.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
The Mike Molloy Show.
Jody in Arlington Heights, she said, first yesterday's show was the first time I was seriously concerned for your health. I hope you've recovered. You know, I'm fine. I get crazy. My blood pressure skyrockets. I understand that. I have a pretty good doctor who recently put me on blood pressure medicine, and it seems to be working. There have been times when I've been talk radio when I thought I was going to burst an artery, but that would make for good radio, wouldn't it?
Hey, did you hear the Molloy program the other night? Some bitch died right on the air. There was this popping sound. Woo, man, cool. I bet Rush couldn't do that.
Sorry, didn't mean to frighten you. You're a bit late for that.
Hey, funny twist.
The Mike Molloy Show, Monday through Friday from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
For the latest in cutting-edge technology, computers, entertainment, and much more, tune into tomorrow here on the IE America Radio Network every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the interactive radio program with experts featuring new technology and the latest consumer electronics. Check out our internet site anytime at graveline.com and join us live this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on the IE America Radio Network.
You know, Jamie, if people don't listen to animal talk, things with their animals won't go well.
Oh, they won't.
No, absolutely not. You see, because a dog will poop in the corner, and then a cat will end up peeing on a pillow. Then you'll have somebody who has an iguana that turns a little red. We don't want red iguanas. We don't want poopy in the corner. We don't want cat pee. If you don't listen to animal talk, you'll have crap everywhere.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
Standing up to the flying monkey right, it's more of Mike Molloy.
24 past the hour. Regarding Bill Maher and the Coltergeist, John is calling from Long Beach. Hey, John.
Hi, Mike. How are you doing?
Doing fine, sir.
The first time I watched Bill Maher was when he had his first show on HBO.
Right.
I don't know what I'm trying to say. Anyway, and I liked him on that one.
You're right.
Then when he transferred over to regular TV, then I didn't like him because I didn't like his show because everybody was always talking over everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
you really couldn't hear anything.
Right.
And in this show here, I'm like you. When he started calling Ann his buddy, oh, politically incorrect, that's what I was trying to think.
Right.
And when he got to this one here, and he started calling Ann Coulter his buddy, that was enough for me.
Yeah, and I think I think most people who understand Ann Coulter, have read anything by her or about her, understand that, you know, she's not the type of person you'd like to hang out with.
Well, I don't know about you, but she reminds me of the movie The Crying Game. And also, you're talking about Bart Cop a while ago?
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking at Bart Cop right now on my computer.
Yeah.
And it says, I got my computer back, but the son of a bitch doesn't work. And I can't locate the guy who worked on it. 2 weeks he had it, and he brings it back broke.
Yeah.
If there was anyone in Oklahoma who knew anything about computers, we'd be up by now.
Yeah.
But there isn't, so we're not.
Yeah.
Jesus, we could be on radio show number 50 right now. I just don't have the technical experience to keep all this broken equipment up and running.
Okay.
It's driving me nuts, but I won't give up if you will hang with me.
Yeah, I think everybody ought to hang with Bart Cop because
Were you aware of that, though?
Oh, no, I wasn't. I know he's constantly having technical problems, but so are we.
Yeah,
that's just.
Now, I like the show you had there a few days.
Don't say it because I know the microphone was open. I know.
Well, I mean when you had the overlay.
Yeah, right.
Another program was overlaying yours.
Yes, that was weird beyond belief. All right, well, John, thank you, sir.
Okay.
All right, appreciate you checking in. Yeah, Bart Cop site is a good one. But he, like us on the Molloy Show, we're part of the liberal ghetto. Again, I'm not trying to elevate myself to Bart Cop's level. He's been doing this for how many years, Kathy? Bunch of years. I think more than that. But they're always having technical difficulties, huh? Have you ever heard of a time when any of these right-wing websites or right-wing radio shows had technical difficulties and you couldn't hear it? No, I don't think so. I don't think so. Regarding the graven image of the Ten Commandments over in Alabama that has now been wheeled off to some another world, the Reverend Graylin Hagler is the senior pastor of Plymouth Congregational United Church of Christ, and he's also the national president of Ministers for Racial, Social, and Economic Justice. Gee, sounds like a commie organization. Anyway, Reverend Hagler said today, quote, the legal controversy around the Ten Commandments monument in Alabama highlights the misuse and abuse of religion in the United States. A monument of this kind is a radically conservative statement that hardly reflects the inclusion and tolerance that we seek to effect in this society. Furthermore, as a preacher of the gospel, I am astonished that there is so much passion around a monument when, in fact, we ignore religiously what the monument expresses, thou shalt not kill. And yet, as a nation, we practice capital punishment and invade others. Good point, Reverend Hagler. Sounds like a type of preacher whose sermons I would be interested in on Sunday, right? Stick around. More fun and frivolity coming up. I'm Mike Molloy.
As you heed the heaven's mighty show. And I don't mean heaven like God, like, cause the animals I am know the very world that nature is our teacher and our mother, and God is just another story that we tell.
Thieves in high places. They've stolen our country, and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better, and he's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places. A ray of hope in these dark days and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
You're listening to The Mike Molloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm John Hamilton. Nearly 4 weeks after their old contracts expired, two unions representing workers at telephone giant Verizon appear to be nearing a deal. But for now, union negotiators with the Communications Workers of America and the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers are content to remain in negotiations. Verizon has hired hundreds of strike breakers in case of a walkout and has been keeping them furloughed at great expense in hotel rooms. No details of the talks have yet emerged, though negotiations are rumored to have stalled over the issue of union membership for employees of Verizon's sister company, Verizon Wireless.
At least two dozen people were injured in violent clashes with police in the Honduran capital of Tegucigalpa yesterday after the government announced plans to freeze public sector wages and weaken labor laws in order to secure a $1 billion loan from the International Monetary Fund. That spurred more than 12,000 people to take to the streets. Lawmakers have already opened up parts of the country's waterworks to private investment at the behest of the IMF. The protesters blocked all roads leading into the capital and barricaded major intersections for most of the day. President Ricardo Maduro says he will not back down from the IMF compromises because Honduras really needs the money.
A disgruntled worker in a South Chicago auto parts warehouse went on a rampage yesterday, killing six of his co-workers and himself. Salvador Tapia was reportedly about to lose his job when he returned to work with an assault rifle, spraying fellow employees with a hail of bullets. It's not clear whether Tapia was brought down by police or turned the gun on himself. The incident comes only 11 weeks after a Lockheed Martin employee in Meridian, Mississippi, took the lives of eight co-workers in a similar incident. It's the second such workplace shooting in Chicago in only 2.5 years.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
At Animal Talk, we think deep thoughts. We think about things that most people don't think about, such as, do dogfish chase catfish? Do jellyfish taste good with peanut butter? These are things that bother us. Why is it that Donald Duck doesn't wear any pants, but when he comes out of the shower, he wraps a towel around his waist?
Dude, you need a hobby.
Oh.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Doing talk radio right from the left. It's Mike Malloy.
27 before the hour. Just a little bit more on this Alabama thing, because it really is just a vile topic. It's amazing to me that we're still having this debate this late in the history of the human race. But as was pointed out today in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, in one of their editorials, they say it's unfortunate that this confrontation that we've all been watching has been presented as a showdown between Alabama and the federal government. That's what these right-wing crazies, these religious freaks, are saying. That's not true. In fact, many of the heroes, that is the people who said, look, this is not going to be tolerated, are Alabamians. And many who were the most derelict in defending the Constitution work for the federal government. Right? So the people are trying to paint this as some of these knuckle draggers, these Bible thumping thugs over the people who would use the Bible as a weapon. They're trying to paint it as though the federal government, they're trying to make it like a George Wallace a federal government thing. Stand in the door of the schoolhouse. And that's not what it is. It's not what it is at all. Alabama's legal establishment came down decisively on the side of the U.S. Constitution and the rule of law. It was the Alabama Supreme Court. Their entire legal state legal system did. After this moron Roy Moore lost an appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court, his colleagues on the Alabama Supreme Court voted unanimously to overrule him and ordered the removal of the monument, right? Those were Alabamians. A day later, Alabama's Judicial Inquiry Commission charged Moore with violating ethical rules by disobeying a federal court order and suspended him with pay. And even this right-wing creep attorney general that they have in Alabama, William Pryor Jr., who Bush has nominated to sit on the 11th Circuit Court, I believe, based here in Atlanta, he also argued for the monument's removal. Now, Pryor supported Moore. Pryor used Moore's ridiculous stance in order to elevate his, Pryor's, political career with these right-wing thugs. But even when the rubber hit the road, even Pryor says that he believes the monument, the order by the 11th Circuit must be obeyed. He says he thinks the monument is legal. That's why the Senate's not going to confirm this jackass. But even though he believes the monument is legal and he believes women should be kept at home and he believes gays should be executed and he believes, you know, and all the stuff that Pryor believes, he still says for public consumption that the 11th Circuit Court order must be obeyed. So now the knuckle draggers in Alabama have said, well, we're just going to vote every one of these Supreme Court justices out and William Pryor's days are number two. Now, well, Alabama, and I think this needs to be said, because Alabama has been the whipping boy, and rightfully so. You know, we're celebrating Martin Luther King, or we're acknowledging Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech in Washington 40 years ago today. It was also Alabama where the march on the Selma courthouse occurred. It was Alabama where those pictures back in the 60s galvanized the American public into realizing how vicious and vile segregation in the South truly was. That was Alabama, too. So Alabama has an awful lot to overcome. But in this instance, the entire Alabama state judicial hierarchy came down on the side of the U.S. Constitution and the side of the law. The only one who said, ain't gonna do it, was Judge Roy Moore. Even the U.S. House of Representatives, remember, I mentioned this the other night, they passed a bill to prevent federal funds from being used to enforce the court order by a federal court to remove the damn thing. That's how bad. What was the vote? What did I tell you? 260 to 161 of these cowardly United States congressmen. You can bet your bottom dollar that every single Republican member of the U.S. House voted to deny federal funds to enforce a federal court order. I'd like to get the names, it's easy to get, of the Democrats who sided with these knuckle-draggers. I'm sure every single one of the Democrats were from here in the South. Where was John Ashcroft during all this? Did you notice that noticeable by his absence was John Ashcroft, the Attorney General, whose duty it is to uphold the Constitution and federal power? If that's not Ashcroft's position, what the hell is it? If that's not what the Attorney General of the United States is supposed to do, to uphold the U.S. Constitution, to enforce federal power, then I ask you, what is his function? Now, we know that John Ashcroft is insane. He was defeated in Missouri when he ran for re-election by a dead man. John Ashcroft should be removed from power yesterday, last week. He never should have been confirmed by the Democrats in the Senate who confirmed his useless ass. But there he was. There he is. He's the Attorney General. Where was he? Where was he? He's out touring the country, assuring the American people that the USA Patriot Act doesn't deprive them of their constitutional rights. Do you see any irony there? Just a tad. Do you see any cynicism there? Just a truckload. Do you see the vile, duplicitous, two-faced nature of Republicans there? Just a bit. Of course you do. Unless you're willfully blind, if you have poked both your eyes out, no, you don't see anything. If he, Ashcroft, is so intent on convincing us Americans that the USA Patriot Act defends the Constitution, would he not have gained a little more credibility if he stood up for the Constitution when it was attacked by a demagogue and a freak and a creep like Justice Roy Moore? Yes, Mike, he would have. But that's not what Ashcroft is about. Ashcroft is about establishing a theocracy in this country. Ashcroft is about illegality, injustice. He's about tyranny. He's about religious tyranny. And he should be tossed out on his ass. There is no reason for an Ashcroft. And I just personally, just me, condemn every single Democrat in the United States Senate who voted to confirm this guy. And I'll tell you what, I said this several months ago, you know, yeah, I'll vote Democratic unless, you know, fill in the blank. But if we get a candidate nominated by the Democratic Party to run for president who is a senator who voted for this guy's confirmation, that Democrat is not going to get my vote. Period. Now, speaking of Ashcroft, he's taken a little sabbatical from his tour around the United States, where he is addressing carefully selected private audiences about the USA Patriot Act. These meetings are not open to the public. Oh, hell no. That's not how fascism works. Fascism addresses only those people in the ruling class who can control, who make the decisions, the corporatists who make the decisions. And the public be damned, the little people, that's you, bro, that's me, that's you, sister, we are the little people. We do not go to these meetings with John Ashcroft where he explains patiently to us how the USA Patriot Act is saving all of our worthless asses. Those meetings are open to law enforcement, selected members of the judiciary, prosecutors. Not you, not me. Now, he's taken a little sabbatical. He left on a trip to Missouri, you know, his home state, this afternoon, aboard a chartered government jet. That's according to CBS News. In response to inquiries from CBS News over why Ashcroft was traveling exclusively by leased jet aircraft instead of commercial airlines, the Justice Department cited what it called a threat assessment by the FBI and said Ashcroft had been advised to travel only by private jet for the remainder of his term. Now think about this for a second. Remember immediately after 9-1-1 when we all discovered that Ashcroft had his own little private air force that you and I pay for. No, he's not going to travel on commercial jetliners like everybody else does. He's not going to travel on military airliners like the Department, the Secretaries of State and Defense with extra security on a military plane. No, not John Ashcroft. You and I are going to pay $1,600 an hour for this jackass to fly. Now, earlier this week, the Justice Department leased a NASA-owned G3 Gulfstream for his six-day trip to western states. Aircraft like that cost the government $1,600 an hour to fly. When asked whether Ashcroft was paying for any portion of the trips, the parts of the trips devoted to personal business, like his damn fishing trip, a Justice Department spokeswoman declined to even respond. Wouldn't even respond. Is Ashcroft paying? Silence. That's how it works in a fascist state. It's none of your business. It's none of my business. This is the ruling class. How dare you for even asking the question? Now, a senior official at the CIA said he was unaware of any threat against any cabinet member. Even Ashcroft, as stupid as he is, when he was asked about the threat or who might have made it, he replied, "Well, frankly, I don't. That's the answer." Well, that's the end of that discussion, right? Huh? That's it. And don't ask me again or I'll start singing. Now, all other Bush cabinet appointees, all right, here comes the point, the reason I brought this up. All other Bush cabinet appointees, with the exception of Interior and Energy, with remote sites to oversee, Interior and energy, they go the damnedest places, don't they, as they try to figure out how to exploit and destroy more of the environment. But everybody else flies on commercial airliners. Janet Reno routinely flew commercial airline. Now, this was a woman who was threatened by every gun-nut, right-wing, knuckle-dragging, mouth-breathing freak in the country. They all wanted to gun her down, didn't they? And she flew commercial jetliner. As far as secretaries of state and defense, they traditionally travel with extra security on military planes. Why is Ashcroft different? Is it because Ashcroft knows he's a target? Or is it because he is absolutely paranoid? Perhaps a little bit of both. Although I would think that, see, Ashcroft's brand of governance and Christianity and the way he sucks in air just reeks paranoia. This is the moron that went on television when he was in Moscow. What's our attorney general doing in Moscow? Do you remember, when was it, last year, when Jose Padilla was arrested? And he goes on television, breaks up, we have an important announcement from the Ministry of Truth. And here comes Ashcroft, talking about, well, we have arrested a man who was running a cell that was going to bring a dirty bomb into the United States and blow us all up and make us all sick. All of which turned out to be horse hockey. None of it was true. This guy reeks paranoia. He reeks with the inability to be the Attorney General of the United States. So when you have some miscreant knuckle-dragger down in Alabama saying, well, you know, the United States Constitution doesn't apply here, this is Alabama. By God, and I am the chief judge, and I will put this graven image, this piece of a rock right here in the Capitol, and if somebody doesn't like it, hell, I'll call out the National Guard. That's what I'll do. In defiance of federal court orders, in defiance of the U.S. Supreme Court, in defiance of the U.S. Constitution. And where was Ashcroft? Yeah, where was Ashcroft? Have I said yet tonight how much I hate these people? Huh? It's 47 minutes before the hour, and I haven't said it yet? Damn. The FBI had no further comment on Ashcroft's flying with his fishing rod on a G3 Gulfstream that costs you and I $1,600 an hour to fly. It's none of our damn business. Ashcroft is right up there in the inner circle with this little tin horn Hitler that runs this country. And when you're in the inner circle, you don't have to answer to anybody. Nobody. Jerry's calling from Lufton, North Carolina. Jerry, welcome to the program. Yo, Jerry. Okay, we'll put Jerry on hold and see if he comes back. Is Jerry there now? Okay, let's try Jerry again. Jerry, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
There you go. Welcome to the program. What's up?
How you doing?
I'm doing fine, sir.
I just wonder if there's not a lot of the far right Christians that are not disappointed a little bit in George Bush and John Ashcroft for not sticking up for him.
I heard some of the more wild eyed ones over in Alabama on the courthouse there. Talking about where's George Bush? Where's George Bush during all this? Bush is not really a conservative Christian. That's the base of the Republican Party. That is what is eating the Republican Party alive and destroying this country. So Bush panders. Bush is a panderer. Bush will suck up to anybody that he thinks he can get something from. And in this instance, it's the religious extremists in this country. So, you know, Bush stays out of it, I think probably because he doesn't give a tinker's damn if the rock blows up. He wouldn't care if every cross in the country came tumbling down off of the church steeples. He's not a Christian. He just uses that to whip the suckers into line. George Bush has one God, and that is money. That's it.
Oh, yeah. I've got one little thought I'd like to leave with you before I sign off.
Okay.
I know it's a little bit early, but I don't really think it's too early to start thinking about Christmas.
Christmas?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I've got a brother in California who is a real Rush Limbaugh-like.
Yeah.
And I've decided what I'm going to get him for Christmas.
What are you going to get him?
You remember the movie Cadence?
Yes.
With Charlie Sheen?
I do.
You remember what he wore throughout the movie?
I'm drawing a blank.
He had on fatigues with a big white T painted across the back.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
I'm going to buy him a George Bush action figure and paint a P across the back and send it to it.
You did. That sounds great. Jerry, thanks for checking in, pal. I appreciate you calling. Take care.
Put the money down.
Thieves in high places. They've stolen our country, and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better. He's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places. A ray of hope in these dark days and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
Hi, Tom Baudet for Motel 6. Some websites use outrageous gimmicks to attract visitors, like click here and get three wishes. But at Motel6.com, they have Click 6 web bargains that save you even more off the lowest price of any national chain. And you can only get them when you book online. Sorry, no three wishes, but you will have more money. That's usually wish number one anyway. I'm Tom Baudet, and we'll leave the light on for you. And a core hotel.
You're strapped in to 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engine.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H cooling gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H cooling gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
Hi, this is Bobby Likas, host of Bobby Likas Car Clinic, inviting you to join me Saturday mornings from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern here on IE America Radio Network. People love to talk cars, and local sponsors know that. But IE America Radio has other shows as well. Shows that your listeners will love, that will attract local sponsors, and shows that will set your station above the rest. Go to IEAmericaRadio.com and take a look and listen for yourself to see what's available. That's IEAmericaRadio.com.
Do you dig your dog, but your dog digs your rose bushes?
Does Hole in the Head have your Oscar?
Is your cat doing a Tarzan swing from your drapes?
Is your python pooped?
Do you hate your folks because they spent your college tuition on a European vacation?
Jamie, what does that have to do with animals?
I don't know. I kind of ran out of stuff.
Now, come on, this is a commercial for a major radio network. We should do better.
Animal Talk, Sunday night on the IE America Radio Network.
Mr. Rogers' parenting book. Fred Rogers, a pleasure to have you here.
What I'm hearing you say is that you delight in creating community.
I do. I think thinking about things and working through problems and issues is an important tool.
I'm just thinking that the world could take some lessons from the Doug Steffen neighborhood.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Do you dig your dog, but your dog digs your rose bushes?
Does Hole in the Head have your Oscar?
Is your cat doing a Tarzan swing from your drapes?
Is your python pooped?
Do you hate your folks because they spent your college tuition on a European vacation?
Jamie, what does that have to do with animals?
I don't know. I kind of ran out of stuff.
Now, come on, there. This is a commercial for a major radio network. We can do better.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
It's not your father's talk radio. It's Mike Malloy.
Five before the hour, we mentioned the other night that the proconsul of Iraq, Paul Bremer, has notified the American public that Iraq will need several tens of billions of dollars, whatever the hell that means, in the next year to rebuild that country and to revive its economy. And American taxpayers are going to, that's you and me, we're going to have to contribute all this money. Huh? You like that? We really don't have anything to say about it. As long as this criminal administration is in power, some estimates are as high as $300 billion. Let's take a lower estimate, $100 billion. Now, remember the lies that were told to the American public prior to our invasion of this country. What was it? Oh, $6-8 billion. Don't worry about it. They're going to welcome us with open arms and kisses. It now costs us about $5 billion each week to be in Iraq. That's an addition. That's extra from the $500 trillion almost now that this creepy Rumsfeld's Defense Department sucks out of the American Treasury. But $5 billion a week. That is equal to college tuition at $20,000 a year for 250,000 students per week. Do you understand that? Do you understand that? A quarter of a million students in this country could have $20,000 per year of college tuition paid with what we are spending every week in Iraq. Now, does that register? You know, I saw that today in the Atlanta paper. It was in the vent. And I saw that $5 billion, that is equal to college tuition at $20,000 per year for 250,000 students. This is what the Bush crime family is doing to this country. Now, as far as education, we touched on it a little bit last night, but I've got two or three education stories coming up here that I think you're going to find very interesting. You know, the Secretary of Education, Rod Page, who created what Bush called the Texas Miracle, the Houston Miracle. And Rod Page was the secretary, or not secretary, but he was the school board. What am I trying to say? A school superintendent in Houston. It turns out that all the statistics provided by Rod Page were false. Every single one of them. Stick around.
You're listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003. Truth Seekers, this is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Who says my Mike Malloy is rational and, you know, I mean, whatever.
You want me fired, too? Sick.
I mean, I hate the guy. And
you hate me?
True.
You
why,
hate
why
me?
Put something on that says he's a great goof liberal.
Goof?
You know, I just can't believe it.
The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Time on IE America Radio Network.
America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. Power has been restored to parts of London hit by a blackout that lasted just over a half hour, and many people were trapped in the city's underground trains. This man was stuck when the power went out.
So it was like the Victoria Line and the Northern Line were frozen. Part of the Northern Line was, and the Victoria Line was entirely frozen.
According to a spokesman for Britain's energy regulator Ofgem, the blackout was due to a fault on a transformer system. The outage hit transport services throughout the city, causing thousands to abandon trains and begin walking. Thunderstorms are hampering efforts to get the lights back on for almost 400,000 people in six states. Utilities blame the weather for knocking out power to homes in Maryland, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Virginia, West Virginia, Indiana, and Washington, D.C. The second night of storms last night left another 100,000 people without power and played havoc with attempts to work on the problem. So far, the outages are blamed on downed power lines due to heavy rains and strong winds that uprooted trees. Isolated thunderstorms are expected over the next week.
Men and women, do you remember when you were thin? You look great no matter what clothes you put on. Now that great-looking body you once had no longer has to be a memory. Introducing Fat Inferno. Fat Inferno is a new diet supplement that cuts carbohydrates and increases your metabolism, all in one tablet. Fat Inferno boosts your metabolism so you burn off more calories even while you rest. In clinical trials performed on the active ingredients in Fat Inferno, people lost 320% more weight. So if you love to eat and don't want to count calories, fat, or carbs anymore, or try Fat Inferno. And with Fat Inferno, you'll melt away up to 7 pounds of ugly fat in the first week and one dress or pant size every 2 weeks thereafter, guaranteed. So if you love to eat, now you'll love to lose. Call now for your risk-free trial. Fat Inferno is safe, clinically proven, and guaranteed to work. Call toll-free 1-800-482-6158. That's 1-800-482-6158. 1-800-482-6158.
Federal prosecutors in Atlanta say Operation Enigma has shut down a major international drug ring. U.S. Attorney William Duffy says the Armando Valencia organization imported drugs from Mexico, stored them in Atlanta, and then distributed them along the eastern seaboard.
To date, in Atlanta alone, and in connection with the indictment takedown, we have seized over $3.3 million and 25,000 pounds of marijuana.
Duffy says 49 people are under arrest, with 24 people indicted in Atlanta alone. Duffy says for too long, federal agencies were reactive in their strategy, ending up with a couple of suspects and a tractor trailer loaded with pot. This takedown, he says, is different and involved agents who were totally focused on crippling one drug ring. The Washington Teachers Union is holding a town meeting tonight with district, city, and school board officials and teachers. WTU spokesman Terrence Cooper said the meeting is to get the teachers' point of view across about the school board reneging on a promised pay raise and possibly averting a strike or other work action.
One of the things that deeply bothers teachers is that there was no conversation or consultation with the union representative of teachers before this decision was made.
Union officials say the teachers don't want to strike, but they would work to the contract to show their displeasure. The D.C. Superior Court ordered school officials yesterday to proceed with teacher and staff step pay increases.
Mom, see you later.
Jason? Who else is going to the concert with you?
Anna and Kyle.
So you'll be home?
At 11.
Good. Make sure to call me if anything comes up, okay?
You know I never forget.
I know you don't. Now, about that music.
Yeah, isn't it awesome?
Well,
let your kids be who they are, but know what they're doing. Talk, know, ask. Parents, the anti-drug. For more information, call 1-800-788-2800. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
U.S. officials say North Korea is talking about testing nuclear weapons. Diplomats from the two countries and four other nations are in Beijing for multilateral talks to end the nuclear crisis on the Korean Peninsula. One official characterized the statements from the North Korean diplomats as being, quote, all over the place. The official said whether North Korea has nuclear weapons depends on which diplomat you talk to. He adds the North is playing a calculated game of confusing the adversary by sending mixed messages. Pyongyang claims to be developing nuclear weapons as a deterrent to any U.S. plans to conquer and replace the government of Kim Jong-il. On Wall Street, a late rally moved the market averages into positive territory. The Dow Jones Industrials Average gained 40 points to close at 93.74. The Nasdaq finished at its highest level in more than a year, pushing up 18 points to end the day at the 1800 mark. The S&P 500 was also up, increasing 6 points to close at 1003. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Your car coughing, sputtering, riding rough? Think your service center has one magic machine that checks everything? Oh no, one size doesn't fit all. When I come back, I'll give you the scope. The scoop.
Okay, so you want one good reason to get LoJack installed in your car. Well, unfortunately, I can't give you that. But I can give you three. LoJack has a 90% recovery success rate. LoJack has helped recover over 100,000 vehicles worldwide. And LoJack is the only stolen vehicle recovery system used by the police. So if you still want just one good reason to get LoJack, that last one should do quite nicely. To find a dealer near you, visit LoJack.com. And keep it close.
Just like in a doctor's office, different diagnostic tools are used for different symptoms in service centers. A scope performs an EKG on your car's electrical system and checks engine functions as it runs, just like a patient on a treadmill. A scanner, on the other hand, talks with car's onboard computers and sensors, like getting a patient history. But if your car has new noises, hard steering, bumpy ride, or vibrating brakes, you don't need a machine test. You need a doctor, a qualified, experienced technician. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Welcome back. I know you didn't go anywhere. Just an expression. 7 past the hour. The Iraq thing. I'm telling you, we really have stuck. Not you, not me. But the Bush crime family has really stuck its talons deep into a tar baby. And I don't know if we're going to be able to get out of this one. It's already made Somalia look like a Sunday school picnic, and it's starting to stink like Vietnam. And the Bush crime family, of course, they don't care. New reports being released show that Halliburton, Cheney's old company, is just making billions on this. These are war profiteers. In certain countries, in certain times, in the very recent past, I'm talking about the 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s, corporations or heads of corporations or government officials who profiteered from the murder and death and destruction of people in war were taken out, given a quick trial, and executed. That's just the way most of the civilized, uncivilized world operates. War is such a filthy, filthy enterprise. It's a total failure. It marks total failure of everything. It's complete breakdown of everything rational, reasonable, ethical, spiritual. It's a black hole. It's a collapse. It's gore and blood and guts and death and destruction. And people who make a profit from that, most civilized societies, if the profit is not government sanctioned, is what I'm saying. If it's government sanctioned, well, that's okay then. But the profiteers, people like Dick Cheney, and his former rat partners, will be taken out and shot after a quick military tribunal trial and executed because it is vile. It is vile. But billions upon billions of dollars are being sucked up by these private enterprise entities that can't even deliver the mail to our soldiers, that can't even provide some relief from the heat, that can't even provide food, that can't get the water on, that can't establish a judicial system. They can do nothing, and it's going to get worse and worse and worse. In the meantime, this neo-fascist Paul Bremer, the U.S. occupation coordinator, says that it's going to cost, there's no way. He said it's almost impossible to exaggerate the cost, the money that's going to be sucked into Iraq. Do you understand that? That's probably the most honest thing that anybody in the Bush crime family has ever said. It's almost impossible to exaggerate what the cost is going to be. $100 billion? $200 billion? Half a trillion? Nobody knows. But you can't exaggerate it. Now, the figures Bremer's talking about have to be added to the almost $5 billion the Pentagon spends on military operations in Iraq now. I said a week a minute ago. I meant a month. A State Department official says the Bush administration is preparing to seek what they call huge supplemental spending from Congress. Huge. Now, where's the money going? The Iraqis are in hell. The Iraqis are in hell. There's no law enforcement. There's no judicial system. There's no water. There's no electricity. There's no food. There's no medical delivery system. There's nothing. Where's the money going? Where's the money going? The money is going to refurbish the oil industry in Iraq so that the Bush crime family and their partners can get a return on their investment. Now, the investment, of course, so far, 293 dead Americans, billions of U.S. taxpayer dollars. That is their investment, the Bush crime family. They made the investment. They ordered our people to go kill and be killed. They worked with their puppets in the U.S. Congress, Republicans, to suck off billions upon billions upon billions of dollars. On top of the fact, not only that, but here at home, the Bush crime family hands off trillions in tax cuts to the already wealthy, to the point that we will have a record budget deficit next year, again, of half a trillion dollars. That's $500 billion plus. Neither Paul Bremer, the world-class highwayman bandit who runs Iraq, nor Bush will give it any details about anything they've got planned. This is just like Cheney. When this gang of filthy anti-Americans took over our country, the word went out amongst them, don't tell anybody anything. Energy program with Cheney? Nobody's business. What we're going to do with the environment? Nobody's business. Let's tell lies. Let's call it Clear Skies Initiative, and then let's turn the skies black. Let's talk about freedom and democracy in Iraq, and then let's go rape and pillage and destroy. Let's talk about fiscal responsibility, and then let's bankrupt the country. Let's talk about No Child Left Behind, and then gut the program before it's even funded. Either we approve of this, or we truly are the stupidest collection of morons ever to be assembled on any continent, anywhere, any time in the history of the human race, because 53% of us still support this? Still support this? Well, that story is not going to go away. In Detroit, Michigan, at Farmington Hills High School, about 130 kids signed up to take an elective course on international affairs. Nobody's required to take it. It's there if you want it. 130 students at this high school, Farmington Hills High School, signed up to take it. The course was brought to everybody's attention when the local Fox News channel in Detroit put a story on the air Monday night about a couple of local parents who were angered over the course's content. Now, their kid, their little bastards, were not going to attend. They were not going to take the course. But these parents
decided that nobody should be able to take the course. So where did they go to? They go to the school board? No, they went to Fox News. And whined and bitched and threw their bodies on the floor and kicked their feet and pounded their fists. No, they're not. According to Fox's website, some of the readings that have been required in this course, if you want to take it, come from terrible left-wing websites like alternet.org, indymedia.org, progressive.org, wartimes.org. Sites that, according to Fox, attack George W. Bush. Huh? Now, after this disgusting Fox News channel in Detroit aired the story, the Farmington School District began receiving nasty, hate-filled, violent, vicious, filthy language-saturated emails from outraged citizens across the country. Now, did any of the parents whose kids signed up to take the course object? No. The school district superintendent, one Dr. Robert Maxfield, believes the school district was misrepresented in Fox's report. And Dr. Maxwell calls the new course fair and balanced. Jesus, Fox will sue him now. Dr. Maxfield said, to say that we're somehow un-American for teaching kids to think for themselves, for teaching them to become savvy about what it means to be an American citizen in an increasingly complex world, is sheer poppycock. Poppycock? There's a word you don't hear very often. Poppycock. Compare that to some of the words in the emails that the school district is receiving, and oh well. Dr. Maxwell said the following. There were concerns that the course might be seen as anti-Israel. There were concerns it might be seen as pro-Palestinian. Of course, our job in a community like this, where 85 different languages are spoken by our children, is to be sure we balance world affairs as best we can. So, what did Dr. Maxfield do? He brought in critics, consultants, professors from the University of Michigan and Michigan State University. He brought in people from the Anti-Defamation League. He brought in people from the American Arab Anti-Discrimination Committee. All of them, Jews, Muslims, Christians, educators, all kinds of people, to make sure that the final course description was balanced. That's what he did. And then the school board approved the course by a 4-3 vote. So then Fox News invades this high school. And they get the word out. All these right-wing websites, they get the word out.
Hey, send these sons of bitches an email. They're anti-American. They're communists. Go get them, boys.
And so they did. Fox's website also reported that after numerous parental complaints, pro-Bush materials, such as government websites like WhiteHouse.gov, were added to the class's reading list. WhiteHouse.gov, Nazi.gov, Hitler.gov. You might as well call it what it is. Now, the Farmington School District, which is at the center of this little whirlpool created by Fox News, the Farmington School District has given all 130 students who chose to take the elective course the opportunity to transfer out. How many of those students have opted to do so? That's right. Not one. So if you can figure out how to do this, Farmington Hills High School in Detroit, if you can find their website, send them an email of support. The freepers and the knuckle draggers and the mouth breathers and these filthy Republicans that are trying to destroy this country are flooding their email with hate and lies and distortions and threats and accusations. Might be a good idea for a few rational people to send to Farmington Hills High School Or to Dr. Robert Maxfield, the district superintendent, a letter of an email of support, something. Wouldn't you think?
The nuggets are getting fat. They're making a tasty meal of all the bosses and bureaucrats. They're taking over the boardrooms and they're fat and full of pride. And they all came out of the woodwork on the day the Nazi died. So if you meet with these historians, I'll tell you what to say. Tell them that the Nazis never really went away. They're out there burning houses down and peddling racist lies. And we'll never rest again until every Nazi dies.
Hey, Mom, here's some good news. Tax rebate checks are here just in time for back-to-school shopping. And Sears will cash your tax rebate check free of charge with any purchase. Here's some more good news. Right now, during the Sears Great 3-Day Sale, save 50% on great back-to-school items throughout the store. Plus, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Cannon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. So hurry in now through Saturday. You don't want to miss the Great 3-Day Sale. 3-day sale ends August 16th. All jeans on sale through August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
Thieves in high places. They've stolen our country, and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better, and he's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places. A ray of hope in these dark days and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
An awfully ugly little bill is quietly squirming its way through the congressional machinery. A bill that would be devastating for small business, consumers, and our communities. It's the National Bank of Walmart bill. Actually, that's not the official title, but that's its impact. Walmart, Citigroup, GE, and a handful of other giants have been pushing Congress to set up a new parallel system of banking that would operate outside the regulatory oversight of the Federal Reserve Board and would have the power to bully local independent banks out of business. Lobbyists for Walmart and the rest want Congress to let them buy little-known entities called industrial loan companies, then expand these small outfits into full-fledged commercial banks, opening up branches nationwide without state approval and escaping federal rules to make the banks operate in a sound manner. It's a way for the Walmarts to bypass the current prohibition against commercial firms owning banks, giving them the banking power to take control of our local economies. Walmart is the smiley-faced beast that already uses predatory pricing power to crush small businesses wherever it locates, and now it could use this new national banking clout to muscle out local banks. Then it would own the town. A local business trying to compete with Walmart, for example, would have to go to the beast for credit, even having to reveal its business plan to the giant. Naturally, Walmart will not be terribly interested in financing local competitors, instead using its banks to siphon our local capital out of our communities and into its own expansion elsewhere. This is Jim Hightower saying, of course Walmart and its political puppets claim that this is simply how the competitive system works. But that's like saying that you should compete with Mike Tyson in a street brawl. Unleashing Walmart on our communities is not a competition, it's a mugging. This giant already exercises brutish power, and it ought not get more.
your worst nightmare. It's Mike Malloy.
Twenty-four past the hour. Freddie is calling from Oxford, Alabama. Hey, Freddie.
Hey, Mike. It's been a while.
Yes, it has.
You changed time slots, and I didn't find out about it till just recently.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Well, here we are at night.
Yeah. Now I just happened to turn on the radio, and I was listening to what you said about the Fox News Channel. And
and that story about the high school in Detroit. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look at what's going on down here in Montgomery, Alabama.
Oh, I know. We've been talking about it for a week and a half.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, knuckle draggers are down there in Montgomery in full force.
Oh, man. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Yeah, I actually live in this state, man, and I support the separation of church and state. And, I mean, most of the people down in Montgomery right now don't even live in this state.
Mm-hmm. They came from all over, California, Ohio, Iowa, Mississippi. I don't know. They're like flies around a dung heap, you know, when they see something bad or something that they can get some face time on television and scream that their Christian fascist nonsense. They show up, man. They'll show up and have a heartbeat.
Oh, yeah, I know it. And, you know, my wife and I, we were talking one day she told me that people at work came up to her and asked her what she felt, how she felt about it. And she said, well, I'll tell you the truth. I'm glad the monument's gone.
Mm-hmm.
And she got these real strange looks from people. I'm like, you know, I belong to a church, but I'm not putting my religious beliefs out there for others, you know, and
right.
saying that, you know, that it should be a state-established religion.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a just cause, you know.
What do you mean, just cause?
Well, I mean, you know, separation of church and state. It's a just cause. It's not, you know, it's not taking people's rights to religion away from them. It's actually, you know, keeping them from being religiously persecuted.
Let me quote two things somebody sent me. This is both from Matthew chapter 6, verse 1. Be careful not to do your acts of righteousness before men to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. And second, this is Matthew 6, verse 5. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by men.
Mm.
You know, and that, my grandmother, who was Southern Baptist, used to tell me that. She used to say, you say your prayers before you go to bed at night, and if you want to pray during the day, you get off by yourself. Public, you know, making a public spectacle, dragging the body and message of Christ through the mud the way these people do isn't that blasphemy? Isn't that, everything in the New Testament to me that acknowledges this subject seems to say, no, don't do this. You know, the public Pharisees, mm-hmm. the public preachers, you will never see your Father's face in heaven. And I just, I'm shocked that these people can do this.
I am too. I really am. It's just, you know, I always thought religion was kind of a personal and private matter.
Right.
Not just something you just, you know, you put on, you know, just for public attention. I mean, I said this in a couple of editorials I wrote, that this was just about Roy Moore. It's just about
sure.
furthering his own political career and ambitions.
Well, this is what has propelled him from being nothing to the Chief Supreme Court Justice in Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
But his peers have suspended him now, and this guy is toast. He's over. He's gone. He's done. That's it. Now he'll probably be elected governor.
Oh, God, please help us. I mean, things are bad enough in this state without having, you know.
Mm.
I told my wife, if he runs for governor, he better have a lot more to bring to the table than just the Ten Commandments, I'm going to tell you, because we got problems in this state.
Yeah, well, if it comes to that and you feel like you need to leave Alabama, come on over here to Georgia. Where we, well, never mind. I take it back. We've got sunny Purdue. Freddie, thanks for checking in, pal.
Hey, man. It's good hearing
don't,
from you again.
Don't be a stranger.
I'll try not to be.
All right, sir. Appreciate it. Take care. Quick break. We'll be back.
Yes, you know you got to get right with God. Cause I want to get right with God. Yes, you know you got to get right with God. Cause I want to get right with God. Yes, you know you got to get right with God.
Mom, here's some good news. Tax rebate checks are here just in time for back-to-school shopping. And Sears will cash your tax rebate check free of charge with any purchase. Here's some more good news. Right now, during the Sears Great 3-Day Sale, save 50% on great back-to-school items throughout the store. Plus, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. So hurry in now through Saturday. You don't want to miss the Great 3-Day Sale. 3-day sale ends August 16th. All jeans on sale through August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
Birth control pills for people can affect the fertility of fish. I'm Jill Ladwig for Earthwatch Radio. Some of the pills and pharmaceutical compounds we use are not fully broken down in our bodies. Traces of them get into wastewater and ultimately into lakes and streams. And people are wondering what effect they can have on wildlife. Oral contraceptives are one of the compounds that can get into the environment. Studies by a U.S. government laboratory show that even a trace of them can dramatically affect the fertility of fish. Irvin Schultz is a fisheries biologist and toxicologist at the Pacific Northwest National Laboratory near Seattle. Schultz studied how male rainbow trout react to synthetic estrogen. It's a common ingredient in birth control pills, and Schultz exposed some adult fish to very low levels of it in a lab experiment. He did this for 2 months and then tested their fertility. He says exposure to the estrogen, even at low levels, reduced the fertility of the male fish by half.
We were startled by the reduction in fertility, particularly at the 10 parts per trillion exposure level. Prior to doing the study, we thought that might be an exposure level that would be too low to see any effects.
Schultz says even the lowest levels of exposure had adverse effects on mature fish that were otherwise healthy.
The specifics of our study is that we used fish that were healthy and were mature and then gave them a relatively short exposure and saw effects.
Schultz says the experiment used conditions that fish might find downstream from an average-sized sewage treatment plant. He says it's important to find out how other species of fish and other forms of life are being affected by this kind of low-level exposure to drugs in the water. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Sea Grant Program and the Gaylord Nelson Institute at the University of Wisconsin.
The following program is recommended for mature individuals and may contain material unsuitable for morons, cretins, and dishwipes.
Hey, I wanted to say dick dick.
Okay, give me your anaconda. I'll give you my dick dick.
Deal!
Anaconda! Animal Talks, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
All right, boys, come on.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Restoring balance to talk radio. Here's Mike Malloy.
27 before the hour. You remember that that Bush said he was the education president. Now, we all know that was a damn lie. But you remember during the campaign in 2000, Bob Herbert in the New York Times today really points it out. I remember, you remember, when he used to hug kids from coast to coast. He talked about the education miracle in Texas, remember? And he promised he would spread the Texas model nationwide. And people like Molly Ivins and Jim Hightower and people from Texas were going, what the hell is he talking about? They tried to warn us. People in Texas tried to warn us. And then Bush picked Rod Page, the superintendent of the Houston Public Schools, to be his Secretary of Education. Now, Bush said he was a different kind of Republican, remember? A man of honor and compassion who would look out for the kids. And then he came up with the No Child Left Behind thing that 6 days after he proposed it, He and his Republican thugs in Congress were sneaking around in the bushes trying to figure out how to gut it and destroy it. It was only for public consumption. It had nothing to do with kids or education. It was all smoke and mirrors. Now, if you had any doubt about his being a compassionate conservative where it concerned education, and he put Dick Cheney on the ticket, this Dick Cheney, you know, Dick Cheney is an android. He's from a different star system. He's a ghoul. He's a vampire. He's also a former congressman who had voted against funding for Head Start. He voted against subsidizing school lunches. He voted against federal aid for college students, right? So Bush. Well, Bush didn't have anything to say about it. You know, Cheney said, I'll be your vice president, you know, because the group says I should be your vice president. So Cheney did everything he possibly could. He made Ronald Reagan look like a child lover. Ronald Reagan, of course, the man who didn't even recognize his own son after not seeing him for 3 years. This is before Alzheimer's started to eat his brain up. But Cheney made Ronald Reagan look like a family man where it concerns kids. Because Cheney voted against everything. As far as subsidized school lunches, let the little bastard starve. A hungry child is an alert child. Dick Cheney is the poster boy for everything that an organized society wants to stay away from. Everything. Everything. You follow a Dick Cheney's diktats and you wind up in chaos, death, destruction, and eventually your country collapses. Now, the Senate next week is going to take up the education budget proposed for next year by the Bush crime family and by Republicans in the Senate. Republicans also, the only Republicans children like are the only children Republicans like are ones that aren't even children. The little, what is it, Kathy? What's the word, Kathy? Blastocysts? Collections of premature cells, those kind of so-called children, Republicans will get around on the street and crawl on their hands and knees and moan and make little animal sounds about stopping women from scouring these blastocysts out of their bodies. But where it concerns real children, Republicans hate children. They loathe them. The budget that the Senate Republicans are going to try to jam through is loaded with bad news for kids. Not only does it fall far short of the photo op promises Bush made to provide funding for programs to improve public education, but it actually cuts $200 million from the No Child Left Behind Act. Now, I know, we're talking billions and trillions, tax cuts for the wealthy, and tens of billions down the rat hole that's Iraq, so $200 million doesn't seem like a lot. It is a lot. It is a lot. Now, these proposed cuts, according to congressional officials who have studied the budget proposal, would do the following. First, it would eliminate a high school dropout prevention program. Now, that's understandable. Let them drop out. When they turn 18, we can put the little bastards into the military. Let them go die for the Bush crime family in some place, Kyrgyzstan or Afghanistan or Baluchistan or Turkmenistan or one of the stands, because we're going to need, once we start extracting oil from the Caspian Sea area, we're going to need a whole bunch of bodies. So, yeah, no school dropout prevention program. Let them drop out. They're just brown and black and a few poor, miserable whites. We'll tell them, hey, be an army of one. Hey, come here. Hey, we're going to teach how to be a computer engineer. Now, take this rifle. The cuts will also prevent more than 32,000 children with limited proficiency in English from participating in federally supported English instruction programs. They're going to end that. 32,000 kids. Now, this from the same crew that says, English only, English only. You little immigrant rat bastards that come to this country, learn English, learn English. And then they cut the funds, they cut the programs, they cut the money, they gut the programs that are to teach children how to speak English. The cuts also will end high school equivalency and college assistance for migrant children. Well, of course, migrants, animals, dogs, piss ants, roaches. Unless we need them to clean our pools or cut our hedges or mow our lawns, then they're, This is what they used to do to black people in this country. But see, black people organized and said, no, we're not taking it anymore. Screw you, Whitey. We're not taking any more. So what is it now? Oh, immigrants. They don't even speak the language. And let's make sure they don't speak the language because we're going to cut the funding to provide education for English for them. Now, am I in favor of immigrants? This country is all immigrants except for the so-called redskin people that we have almost completely eliminated. Am I for unbridled immigration? No, I'm not. There should be a way to balance all of this. And an enlightened administration, an administration that understands civics and government and history and borders and international relations and would figure out a way to solve the problem. The cuts will also end the Thurgood Marshall Scholarship Program. I have no idea what that is. But I'm willing to bet it's probably a scholarship program sponsored by the government for intelligent black children whose families can't afford to send them to school, college. So that's gone. Oh, we'll get back at them Negroes. They got the right to vote. We'll take care of them. The cuts will also take money and money for more than 20,000 teachers who the money was targeted for professional training programs to increase the teachers' abilities. That's gone. Now, I don't know if you remember. I didn't remember until Bob Herbert pointed it out today in the New York Times. But Bush promised and continues to promise that teachers would, quote, get the training they need to raise educational standards, end quote. And how's that going to happen, George? You lying dog, you lying pig. How's that going to happen? Huh? Plus, the cuts will completely eliminate training for teachers in computer technology. Yeah, well, we don't need kids well-versed in computer technology. Those jobs are going to India. And they're going to Eastern Europe. And they're also going to go to Russia. What we need uneducated, non-computer savvy children. That's what we need to do the scut work in this society and to join the military. You see what they're doing. It's like a funnel. Cut off all the funds. Cut it off. Force these little bastards into our military. Force them. You want education? Get in the military. Har, har. You want health care? Get in the military. Har, har. You want dignity, honor, and respect? Get in the military, and we will show you how to kill brown and red and black and green and mauve-skinned people. The Bush crime family needs bodies. They need people who are willing to kill and who are willing to die at the drop of a hat. Yes, I'll die for George Bush. God bless you, George Bush. You're a Christian man. I will give up my young life for you because I love you. I love you, big brother, George. I love you. I love you. Now, where are the Democrats? Well, Senator Ted Kennedy is kind of pissed off. He's one of a number of Democrats who gave the Bush the kind of good faith, high profile, bipartisan support that was crucial to the passage of the No Child Left Behind Act. And for that, I say, Ted Kennedy, you are dumber than dog droppings. Did you honestly believe somebody like Ted Kennedy, who's been on the political scene since he sucked in his first breath of air, who understands lies and deceptions. You want to say Mary Jo Kopechne all at once? Okay, one, two, three. Mary Jo Kopechne. Ted Kennedy, the consummate politician. And now we're to believe that he didn't see through this claptrap and nonsense, and he supported the No Child Left Behind thing? Why do you suppose he did that? Because Ted Kennedy is dumber than dog doo-doo, or else he's naive. There's not a Kennedy on the planet, or else he was drunk. There's not a Kennedy on the planet that's naive, not even Schwarzenegger's wife. These people know. Don't forget how the Kennedy family made their money. They didn't support Nazis. Well, Joe Kennedy was a pretty big Nazi fan. They were bootleggers. They were criminals, too. But Ted Kennedy, who's got his hackles up, now here's what he's going to say on the Senate floor next week. See, he releases a speech to the media. The bill before us contains harsh and unacceptable cuts to education that will hurt families, students, schools, and teachers throughout the country. The President and Congress promised to reform and improve public education, but if we pass the legislation before us as is, the message again to parents and teachers and schools will be on your own. Now, can I have a drink? Get me out of here. Jesus. Kennedy also plans to stress that Bush is prone to making promises that are never kept. Oh, gee, Ed, Ted, there's a news flash. Bush makes promises that aren't kept. A pattern is emerging each year. The president picks a large area to work in a bipartisan fashion and promise compassion and help. And in the past, that area has been education, and promises made consistently have been broken. Really? Is that right, Ted? Oh, thank Jesus Christ in heaven that you're in the Senate to tell us that this is a lying fraud. Thanks, Ted. Appreciate it. Now, if Bush really wanted to support the No Child Left Behind Act, think if he put it, if he put one-tenth of the ferocity in supporting No Child Left Behind, behind one-tenth of the ferocity that he puts into things he really supports, like enormous tax cuts for the wealthy or waging war all over the globe. Huh? This punk president has never showed any interest in education whatsoever. And Rod Page, his Negro from Houston? Oh, Jesus, wait till I tell you what the Houston school system is going through. The Texas education miracle? Smoke, mirrors, lies. The Houston school district right now is being monitored by the state after an audit showed that more than half of the 5,500 students who left school in the 2000-2001 school year were dropouts. They quit. There was nothing there. And that's just the beginning of it. That's just the beginning of it. Yates High School in Houston. Students had to make do without a school library for more than a year. Why? Because a principal replaced dozens of experienced teachers with substitutes and uncertified teachers who cost less. No books, no library. This is in Houston, the Texas miracle. And yet from 1998 to 2002, who was governor of Texas? Oh, that's right. Yates High School reported that 99 to 100% of its graduates planned to attend college. They didn't even have a library. They didn't have experienced teachers. They had substitutes. They had uncertified teachers. Do you know what that means? Hi, my name's Ralph. I work in a gas station. I would like to be a teacher. You're hired. Oh, thank you. Across town, Davis High School, where students average a combined SAT score of 791 out of a possible 1,600. In 1998, who was governor then? In 1998, Davis High School reported that every one of its graduates planned to go to college. Do you know how many did? About 16%. Sharpstown High School. Another Houston school, a high poverty school that falsely claimed zero dropouts in 2002. Also reported in 2001 that 98.4% of its graduates expected to attend college. All the numbers were cooked. They were all lies. It was all fiction. Molly Ivins, Jim Hightower, God knows how many people in Texas tried to tell the rest of the country, do you understand what you're doing if you elect this man? Do you understand what you're doing if you buy into any of his lies? Do you understand? So what did Bush do once he became the unelected fraud that now leads his country into death and destruction? He appointed Rod Page, the Houston school superintendent, the guy who cooked all the books, the lion thug punk who set this up to be Secretary of Education, to bring this filth and this degenerate lack of education to the entire American public. No child left behind, huh? No child left behind. Oh, by the way, for the New York Times article, requests for interviews with principals at these high schools in Houston. Requests for an interview with Kay Stripling, the current superintendent. Requests to Dr. Rod Page, Secretary of Education, to talk about this. All of them told the New York Times to piss off. We're not answering anything. We're not talking about anything. Get out of here. Get out of our faces. George Scott, an online education columnist who has written widely about Texas, said the soaring numbers were no accident, all these fake numbers. He said claims that most students plan to attend college were of a piece with another claim the state makes, that the majority of Texas high school graduates are ready for college-level work. Mr. Scott said, why would any self-respecting person allow this to go out when it's clearly not true. At Yates High School, for example, they said all of its graduates in 2000, all of its graduates in 2000 planned to attend college. But only a third of its seniors took the state's most popular college entrance exam, the SAT, and the combined average score, 763. You don't go to college with that. I'm sorry. I don't care how dedicated you are. You don't go to college with that. Because with a 763, it means you can't put together a coherent sentence. It means you don't know the capital of Texas, and it also means you don't know the foreign country closest to Texas. But it does mean that if you're a superintendent of that school system, by God, you will become the United States Secretary of Education.
Wise been the bossy's wiser. The union forever defending our rights. Now with the black leg, the workers unite. With our brothers and our sisters, many far off lands, there is power in us.
Mom, Dad,
someone's going to try and get me to take drugs.
Want to do something about it?
You're going to have to make me tell you where I am and who I'm with every day.
Don't like the sound of that?
Tuck, you got to be the grown-up.
Kids with involved parents are less likely to try drugs. So ask them, who, what, where, when? Questions. They're the anti-drug.
Call 1-800-729-6686 for more information. Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Hey, Mom, here's some good news. Tax rebate checks are here just in time for back-to-school shopping. And Sears will cash your tax rebate check free of charge with any purchase. Here's some more good news. Right now, during the Sears Great 3-Day Sale, save 50% on great back-to-school items throughout the store. Plus, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. So hurry in now through Saturday. You don't want to miss the Great 3-Day Sale. 3-day sale ends August 16th. All jeans on sale through August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
Hi, folks. Jesse Ventura here to talk to you about InPhone, the advanced, enhanced, totally modern directory assistance available all across this great country of ours. Just dial 888-411-1111, and the super-friendly operator will help you access phone numbers or movie times, even driving directions to the theater. So call InPhone at 888-411-1111 and tell them Governor Jesse sent you. InPhone. How can we help you?
Only 89 cents for any call up to 15 minutes. Only 5 cents a minute after that. Your first 5 calls are free.
When I wear black, even a little dandruff shows. And my old dandruff shampoo just wasn't cutting it. I still had flakes and dry scalp. So I switched to Celsin Blue Moisturizing Shampoo with aloe and moisturizers. Doctor recommended Celsin Blue has a proven ingredient to relieve dandruff. Plus, it keeps my hair and scalp healthy and flake-free.
If you see flakes, try Celsin Blue. Celsin Blue Moisturizing Dandruff Shampoo.
I'm telling you, it really works.
Never wear black without the blue. Celsin Blue. Use as directed.
Thieves in high places. They've stolen our country, and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better. He's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places. A ray of hope in these dark days and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
The Mike Molloy Show.
We are very lucky tonight to have joining us from California, Geneva, BartCop.com's resident astrologer. Can you tell us anything about George W. Bush's chart?
There was a lot of stuff in his chart. He's got a lot of aspects on his own that would indicate that he would be easily maneuvered into being a puppet, a front man, or people who had more of a scheme in mind like that.
He is a very weak man when you get right down to it, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Extremely weak-willed. What sort of looming obstacles might keep Bush from being reelected? Is he going to face some sort of impeachment, criminal charges? Can you elaborate?
Well, that would be nice. I mean,
it would.
If they did it to Clinton with as little as they had to go on.
Oh, my God.
Why not?
The Mike Molloy Show, Monday through Friday from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
You'll be seeing a lot of changes around here.
The new week.
weekend programming lineup is more entertaining than ever. Kicking off Saturday mornings with Doug Steffens' Talk Radio Countdown, followed by Bobby Likas Car Clinic. Then Saturdays are brightened with the informative antics of Animal Talk, followed by the home improvement experts on Home Improvement USA. If you've been wondering about that old so-called junk, then you'll love Antique Talk with Christopher Kent, followed by Talking Pets with John Patch. Learn your job rights on Sunday mornings with the employee's lawyer, Stephen Sack. And the latest in the world of technology on Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline. Ramblin' with Ramsey will fill you into the hot spots to travel, followed by the second installment of the funniest live animal talk show, Animal Talk.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
For more information on these shows or other shows on IE America Radio Network, call 1-800-397-8255. But for now, listen to us live on IEAmericaRadio.com.
And what did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? What did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? I learned that war is not so bad. I learned about the great ones we have had. We fought in Germany and in France, and someday I might get my chance. And that's what I learned in school today. That's
and now, the man conservatives love to hate. It's Mike Malloy.
And what did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? What did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? I learned our government must be strong. It's always right and never wrong. Our leaders are the finest men, and we elect them again and again. And that's what I learned in school today. That's what I learned in school.
About five before the hour. Now, I just want to share with you an email. Then we'll have a break at the top of the hour. Then we'll come back and take your phone calls. And surely to God, you all have something to say about this education thing, okay? This is from Jessica. Dear Mike, I'm a relatively new listener. I'm also a 19-year-old college student from South Carolina. Just coming out of high school myself, I can tell you exactly that what is wrong with our education system is the fact that teachers are expected to pass most, if not all, of their students, even if they did not do the work that was expected of them. The teachers do this in fear of retribution from parents who feel that their child should not be failed no matter what. This summer, when I took an extra class, I was jolted with a rude awakening by a teacher that gave no free grades. For the first time, I was forced to study for my grades. I made it through the class with a B. However, many did not make it at all. I now see how naive I have been throughout school and that some serious changes need to be made. There were many cases in school where I've been in a class where students of all intelligence levels were together, and it was very frustrating for me when we all had to slow down for someone else. Most of these kids failed or passed on a free ride. This was all because parents did not want their kids to be left behind. When will parents realize that they are doing their children a great disservice by insisting that they be put in classes and moved up in grades that they're not ready for? Thanks, Jessica. I don't have any answers, Jessica. Things have changed so radically since the 45 years ago when I was in primary and secondary school. It's changed so radically. I don't even recognize it anymore. And I do not blame the school teachers. I blame the politically motivated school boards. I blame the fanatic religious freaks in this country. And I blame the parents. Quick break. We'll be back. If you have any comments about this education thing, I hope you will call in. 800-825-5937.
To Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
Another audio clip from the production meeting.
Doug Steffen.
What production meeting?
Drive. You know how many radio stations we're on? We must be doing something right, guys.
Imagine if we really tried.
Yeah.
If we don't care and it shows.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. A Hamas militant has been killed in a missile attack by an Israeli warplane. Witnesses say a donkey cart was targeted in a southern Gaza town. The man was identified as Hamdi Kabach. Israel Radio said he was responsible for carrying out rocket attacks on the country. There was no immediate comment from the Israeli army. Three other Palestinians were said to be wounded in the attack. Halliburton, the company once headed by Vice President Dick Cheney, has more contracts with the U.S. government than previously believed. Halliburton has contracts in Afghanistan totaling more than $180 million. Its contracts in Iraq dwarf those of other companies. The Washington Post reports many of those contracts were no bid, meaning no other companies competed for the government business. Laura Iyama has more.
According to the Washington Post, Halliburton is the largest single U.S. government contractor in Iraq. Among the $1.7 billion in U.S. contracts, $710 million to put out oil fires and rehabilitate oil wells, and $270 million for housing and transporting U.S. troops. The Iraqi revenue is credited with pushing Halliburton shares up in value by 50%. As opposition Democratic Congressman Henry Waxman puts it, often the privatization of government services ends up costing the taxpayers more money rather than less. Laura Iyama, Washington.
At least 22 children were killed and 20 others feared dead when a bridge across a waterway collapsed in western India. The incident took place about 135 miles from Bombay and sent vehicles plummeting into the water. Residents in the area of the collapse said about 20 children who crossed the bridge on their way home from school were missing. Hundreds of people gathered at the scene and blamed Indian authorities for the collapse of the dilapidated bridge.
If you're losing your hair, then I have great news for you. Now you can have twice as much hair within 90 days, guaranteed. Announcing Hair Advantage, the world's most advanced hair regrowth system that will reverse baldness, fill in embarrassing bald spots, and regrow up to twice as much new hair, guaranteed. The secret of Hair Advantage lies in a recent medical discovery that showed 95% of all hair loss was due to the body's overproduction of DHT. Hair Advantage stops DHT from attacking your hair follicle as it starts regrowing new hair in balding areas. Hair Advantage contains a patent active ingredient that was approved by the FDA for hair regrowth. In clinical studies, the majority of people regrew their hair, with almost half experiencing dense hair regrowth. So call now for your risk-free trial, and you can have twice as much hair within 90 days, guaranteed. Hair Advantage is safe, clinically proven, and effective on virtually everyone. Call toll-free 1-800-213-4495. That's 1-800-213-4495. 1-800-213-4495.
Federal investigators are offering money to help catch a group of mink farm vandals. The FBI is offering a $100,000 reward for information leading to the arrests of those responsible for releasing 10,000 mink from a farm in Sultan, Washington. The animal rights group Animal Liberation Front, or ALF, is claiming responsibility. Police say the culprits cut through a wired fence and released the animals from their cages. All but 1,000 or so of the mink have been rounded up. A couple hundred have been found dead from dehydration or from being hit by cars. Investigators are now looking into whether ALF actually had anything to do with the vandalism. The owner of the mink farm estimates his loss at $500,000.
Mom, Dad,
someone's going to try and get me to take drugs.
Want
to
do something about it?
You're going to have to make me tell you where I am and who I'm with every day.
Don't like the sound of that?
Tough. You got to be the grown-up.
Kids with involved parents are less likely to try drugs. So ask them, who, what, where, when? Questions. They're the anti-drug.
Call 1-800-788-2800 for more information. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
The Nebraska Bookstore has canceled a promotion that offered University of Nebraska at Lincoln students a free beer for purchasing a textbook. University officials were highly critical of the promotion, believing it was sending a wrong message to new students and their parents. UNL Chancellor Harvey Perlman told the Lincoln Journal-Star that while he believed the promotion was legal, it was in bad taste. Nebraska Bookstore's Back to College promotion offered students a coupon for a free beer or $2 off an order of buffalo wings at Brewski's Food and Spirits. Both are off-campus businesses. A rally on Wall Street brought trading at the New York Stock Exchange from negative territory back onto the plus side. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 40 points to close at 93.74. The NASDAQ was up 18 points to end the day at the 1800 mark. The S&P 500 also ended up on an up note, increasing 6 points to close at 1003. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Name some things that are different. Apples, oranges, men, women, football, soccer. How about tune-ups? If you think they're all the same, think again. And when I come back, I'll tell you all about it.
Okay, so you want one good reason to get LoJack installed in your car. Well, unfortunately, I can't give you that. But I can give you three. LoJack has a 90% recovery success rate. LoJack has helped recover over 100,000 vehicles worldwide. And LoJack is the only stolen vehicle recovery system used by the police. So if you still want just one good reason to get LoJack, that last one should do quite nicely. To find a dealer near you, visit LoJack.com. And keep it close.
Why does your tune-up cost $500, but your neighbor's only $100? Apples and oranges. Although symptoms in two vehicles are similar, actual problems can vary dramatically. Here's what I mean. Your neighbor's V8 engine is running on 7 cylinders due to a bad plug wire. Tune-up cost, $100. Your V8 engine's also running on 7 cylinders, but it's due to a burned valve. Tune-up cost, 5 times 100. My advice? Investigate the diagnosis before you relegate your wallet. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. JB sent me a quick email. Mike, I heard on NPR last week that George Bush's home state of Texas couldn't afford new history books. The books the children had were from 1991 and mentioned the Gulf War briefly. What does this say about the priorities of our current leaders? Cut taxes for the wealthy and keep the next generation ignorant. Yeah, and it is because I believe this very firmly and deeply in my soul that when you have a crime family like the Bush crime family, when you have a group like PNAC, a Project for a New American Century, when you have ex-felons like Elliot Abrams and John Poindexter embedded deep in government, when you have advisory boards headed by true mass killers like Richard Perle, when you have a U.N. ambassador such as the terrorist John Negroponte, when you have Otto Reich advising on Latin American affairs, who was instrumental in the death squads in Central America, when you have that kind of a government, bro, you have lost the fight. You may not have lost the war, but you have lost a major battle. This country now is being run by criminals. It is that simple. It is being run by a collection of criminals and right-wing evangelical religious maniacs. That's where we are. Criminals and religious freaks. Prior to the 2002 election, I and a lot of people from the progressive left were saying, you know, boy, we better get control of the House. We better get control of the Senate. We better get control of some of these state legislatures and governorships. And obviously that little plea from the likes of folks like me was totally ignored, either by inertia, people not going to the polls, which was the case in most instances. Remember, the right wingers, the Nazis, the fascists, the religious freaks, they are highly motivated. Because they're demons, they're evil, they're sick, and who's highly motivated? Somebody that's just, hey man, life is good, or somebody that is a religious freak or a political fascist? Which is more highly motivated of those two subcategories? Well, obviously. So, when we talk now about the 2004 election coming up in 14 months. I think to myself that truly this is it. This is it for America. This is it. This is the last possible chance that we normal, average American citizens have a chance to stop what the Bush crime family is doing. And we will not have another chance. We will not. This is it, truth seekers. We've got 14 months. To either organize or to take to the streets or to smash every one of these Diebold voting machines and insist on paper ballots or a paper trail. We've got 14 months. And if we lose it, it will be because the American people gave it away. We don't have troops in the streets here. You know, Bush didn't pull off his coup. And the Republicans didn't pull it off by declaring a state of martial law and sending in military commanders to take over the 50 state houses. That's not what happened. There was no a military takeover of this country engineered by someone like Charles Taylor in Liberia, or I'm not going to go down the list of tyrants. Any of the tyrants. The Shah of Iran, Batista in Cuba, Somoza in Nicaragua. I just said I'm not going to do it. The Marcos family in the Philippines. The Bush family in America. We gave it to them. Those of us who care about the country, liberals, progressives, Democrats, I don't know what happened to us. We either got bored or exhausted or making too much money. Some of us, certainly not me, probably. Well, maybe you were. But we didn't pay attention. We go, yeah, I'll probably go vote. Didn't contribute any money to any political campaigns. Didn't ring doorbells. Didn't stuff envelopes. We didn't do anything. We handed it off to the fascists. Now, I'm telling you, I swear before anything, and I don't know if there is anything that I hold holy. But if we don't get re-control of this country in November of 2004, it is gone. It's gone forever. Now, I've said before on this program, fascism is easier to live under than communism. And it is. As long as you don't raise your voice. I have a feeling that Americans, for the most part, want fascism. Now, why do I feel that way? Well, first of all, because Bush still has a 53% approval rating. Now, a lot of people say, well, Mike, it was 82. I don't care. This punk, this thug, this miserable excuse for an American has been in office 3 years now. He has destroyed everything. Every single area of governance he has either crapped on or destroyed. And still the majority of Americans support him. More than who voted for him. Now, that speaks volumes not about Bush, but about us. I honestly believe that there's something in the American psyche that goes all the way back to the Founding Fathers that wants fascism. Even though some of the framers and subsequent presidents and thinkers in this country warned against corporatism. Fascism, same thing. But I think there's a streak. For the most part, the people that came to this country not in chains came from Europe. And Europe has a history of fascism. The people in this country who came to this country in the next wave of the second wave of immigrants were fleeing fascism, but all they wanted was a chance to make a living, educate the kids. In the third wave of immigrants, the people from South Asia and South and Central America were free of fleeing military dictatorships, but they had learned, it was almost in their genetic material, that it doesn't pay to fight. Just go along. Just go to church on Sunday. Pray to the Virgin Mary. Go make your money. Try to keep your head down and shut up. So here we are. Here we are. I can't stress it too much. I mean, we sit here and talk about this every single night. And I don't care what the area is. Education. We're taking a look at the lion bastards now where it concerns education. Welfare reform. Environment. Military. Health care. The social safety net. I don't care what it is. They are destroying every bit of it. The fiscal, what's the word I'm looking for, Kathy? Solvency of this country. They are destroying it all. We have 14 months. And if we don't take back both the executive and the legislative branches of this federal government and keep it for the, because it's going to take way past the time I'm dead. It's going to take 20, 30, 40, 50 years to repair the damage domestically and in our relations with other governments that the Bush crime family has brought down on us in the past 3 years. It's going to take a lifetime, in other words. You people right now are listening to this program who are 18 years old. When you're 60, if you still have a country left, you're still going to be trying to repair the damage that was done in these 3 years. Am I exaggerating? Hell no. Just take a look at the numbers. Take a look at the reputation. Take a look at what this liar has done. Take a look at his cabinet. Take a look at who supports him. I mean, politically supports him. But dear God, we cannot be this stupid. I mean, collectively, we can't. Can we? Yeah, I guess we can. That's scary. That's frightening. But I'm telling you, we have 14 months. We have 14 months to organize. Either organize a revolution or organize a peaceful transition of power back into the hands of people who understand what this country is about. We've got 14 months. All right. Phone calls now. We have three open lines. I know I've been rapping on and on and on and on and on and on and on. I don't apologize, but it's your turn. 800-825-5937. Do call, or I'm going to keep talking. Mark is calling from Houston, Texas. Boy, you're right in the eye of the hurricane down there, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, Mike. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, I think the battle's over, though, my friend. I think we've totally lost it. I just heard you mention revolution, which I thought was kind of funny because I was talking to my brother. He kind of turned me on to your show, and I don't think it's going to make any difference if we go to the polls again in 2004 because I voted for Al Gore, and I totally expect Bush's people in Florida and in Texas to do everything they can to throw this election.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't. I don't think there's any doubt that the Bush crime family is going to try stolen election part two. I don't think there's any doubt. That's why I'm saying we've got 14 months to organize, whether it's in Georgia or Texas or New York or Iowa, wherever it is. We've got 14 months, and I think we've lost some major battles, but we haven't lost the war. We really haven't. I don't believe that yet. You know, I was just reading a history.
Well, I think we have. But, you know.
Well, let me just say, I was reading a history the other day of some of the decisive battles during the so-called Civil War. The Southerners under Robert E. Lee came so close to defeating the armies of the North, but they didn't realize it. And the reason that they didn't defeat is because they had some generals in the South who were just corn-cracked morons and cowards and didn't know how to lead troops, whereas the generals in the North, even though in certain battles they were outnumbered, they were outflanked, they were outmaneuvered, they had leadership qualities. And as a result of that, the South could have won what we call the Civil War, but they did not. Now, I see an analogy here. We have lost some major battles, but this war is not over. And it won't be over until people like you and me say, well, to hell with it. It's over.
Well, you know, I hate to be so pessimistic, but...
Well, you can't be more pessimistic than me.
Well, I guess I live in Houston, Texas, so maybe that's probably it. But I kind of see this period in American history as probably being most similar to that of pre-World War II Nazi Germany.
Well,
I mean, it amazes me the things that I hear people say about Bush being a good president, you know. And in Houston, you still see bumper stickers with saying things like, we support our president and our troops. And, you know, I hate to say it, but I think we're going to have to live through a period of fascism before anybody realizes what we've lost. And by that point, it's going to be too late.
Well, I certainly share that pessimism about 80% of my waking hours, Mark, but not completely, not yet. But I hear what you're saying. Listen, there's the music. Thanks for checking in, pal.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right, sir. Appreciate your call. Quick break. We'll be right back.
I think American people, now that they've realized I'm going to seek re-election, expect me to seek re-election.
Is democracy dead? Only time's gonna tell. Get your feet in the street and start raising some hell.
Hey, Mom, here's some good news. Tax rebate checks are here just in time for back-to-school shopping. And Sears will cash your tax rebate check free of charge with any purchase. Here's some more good news. Right now, during the Sears Great 3-Day Sale, save 50% on great back-to-school items throughout the store. Plus, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. So hurry in now through Saturday. You don't want to miss the Great 3-Day Sale. 3-Day Sale ends August 16th. All jeans on sale through August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you need for successful estate planning in one package? Well, now you can. The new Master Estate Kit offers a collection of legal power that would cost you $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First, a legal will kit, one praised by nearly 500,000 buyers. Second, a living will kit that assures your wishes will be followed in case of an irreversible injury or illness. And third, a power of attorney kit that includes all the required forms. Order today and we'll include the new Family Legal Guide. It answers all your questions about small claims court, landlord agreements, personal bankruptcy, and much more. An $80 value, the complete Master Estate Kit costs only $39.95. For immediate delivery of the Master Estate Kit and your free family legal guide, call 1-800-221-0393. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Every kit carries an unlimited money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-221-0393 now. That's 1-800-221-0393.
Thieves in high places. They've stolen our country, and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better, and he's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places. A ray of hope in these dark days and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
Show.
Adam, welcome to the Tom Hartman Program. What's up?
I just find it that you guys are really cynical to believe that Cheney or Bush or any of these guys would risk troop lives to make money. You must think that these guys are really evil people.
If you go back to 1998 and read the Project for a New American Century, what they were saying basically, if we're going to continue to consume 25% of the planet's oil, then our security is at risk if we can't secure our oil supplies. So we have to secure the oil supplies by seizing control of the Middle East.
Is this what you say they said, or is this what they had stated in a policy and in a
this is
in
what
a
they
contract?
Said.
Why is this on CNN every night?
It was on CNN a year ago. It was on CNN in 1998. They wrote a letter to Bill Clinton demanding that he attack Iraq, and that letter has been a public document ever since. And it was signed by all of these guys who are now in the administration.
The Tom Hartman Show, Monday through Friday, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
Anaconda.
Budgie.
Camel.
Dick Dick.
Emu.
Frog.
Gopher.
Hyena.
Iguana.
Jaguar.
Cuda Mundi.
Llama.
Minx.
Animal
narwhal,
Talk. We talk about what you do to your animals whale, and what your animals do to you. Tail, Mark, tortoise, Donna, and Dr. Brad answer all your animal jack, questions zebra, from A to iguana, Z. Jaguar, Sunday nights on IE America Minx, Radio narwhal, Network.
Ostrich.
Penguin.
Whale.
Rooster.
Seal.
Tortoise.
Vampire.
Zebra.
I'm calling up
about the Mike Malloy program. You know, the reason I turned this man off.
Why?
Is because he sounds like an 8-year-old.
Me?
Name calling.
I'm not an 8-year-old. I'm not an 8-year-old. I'm not.
You should get somebody who at least has some intelligence.
No, don't fire me. No. I got kids in college.
The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time on IE America Radio Network.
So that fish and humans can coexist peacefully. It's Mike Malloy.
It's 24 past the hour. John is calling from San Diego. John, welcome to the program.
Well, hello.
Hey, how are you?
You know, I got to agree with you. I mean, I think that I don't think that it's lost, but I think if we don't get it back next election, and I don't think that we will. I think that we've got a serious problem. And when you start talking about education, the kids that are coming out of school today, the number one most important thing to them, and my fiance has kids, so I see a lot of it, is video games.
Yeah.
They're skipping, you know, they're skipping class to play video games, and they're not going to be equipped to dig us out of the hole that we are digging for them right now.
Well, you know, what I have to say about that is when I was a kid, it was pool. We used to try to skip class to shoot pool. There was a bunch of us just thought shooting pool was the greatest thing in the world until our parents found out about it. And then I don't recommend this, but I got to feel what it's like to have a pool cue laid across your ass because I was not in class. I honestly believe that it's parents' responsibility. Now, I know I've heard it. Look, I came through the 60s and the 70s and the 80s. I've heard it so much that I just want to rip things to pieces. And what I'm talking about, what I've heard, is how hard it is to be a parent, how hard it is to be a single parent, how hard it is to resist peer pressure. And to that I say bat squeeze.
Yeah, exactly. My parents both worked. My father was a state police officer in the state of Iowa, and, you know, so they worked 6 days a week. They worked a tough schedule.
Right.
He had five children.
Right.
It's no tougher today than it was in the last generation. I mean, the excuses may become easier, but when I brought home a C in geometry, I thought my dad was going to throw me out of the house.
Mm-hmm.
Literally.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I don't see that. I keep after my fiance. Her kids are entering college now, so.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we'll see what happens from there. And they're not stupid. They're smart kids.
No, it's what's expected.
Right.
Now, I have to say that when I was going through elementary and secondary school, and I've talked to Kathy about this a lot, back then, unbeknownst to us students and unbeknownst to the parents, really, we were tracked. We were tested all the time, not SATs, but all kinds of weird little tests, starting in first grade, and we were tracked. They would, the teachers would decide, well, this student and these 30 students are going to be tracked to a college prep courses. These are going to be tracked to a non-college prep, courses. Now, we never knew it. All we knew was that, you know, 1 year we might be with John and Jim and Mary, and next year in class, and next year, even though John and Jim and Mary still live in the neighborhood, all of a sudden they're in a different class, and we couldn't understand why. And when we would compare our textbooks and our homeworks, we could understand why some of us were doing a pre-algebra in fifth grade, where other fifth graders in the class down the hall were doing basic math. So there was a manipulation of students back in the 40s, 50s, and well, I don't know about the 60s, but I know the 40s and 50s, there was a manipulation of students. So there was not an equal education offered. Forget the black-white thing. There was not an equal education offered for any student in the North, which is where I got educated. White kids were tracked into a secondary level as easily as black, and black were tracked into a college prep level as easy as white. So those decisions were not made by parents and children and school advisors who all sat down and said, well, you know, what are we going to do with your kid? There was no such thing in the 40s and 50s as equal education. And for anyone my age, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You know exactly what I'm talking about. So kids today, I don't know if they still use tracking. I'm sure somebody took it to court and said, you know, this is inherently unjust. It's unfair. If you have college prep, offer those courses to all the kids. Let me put you on hold, and I'll come back in a second because we got a break here, John. I know you've been holding on forever. So put you on hold, come back right after this break. Were you all tracked? Anybody out there? You know what I'm talking about, right? Yeah, okay.
Lord, and I can't drive on the left side of the road. This is a hard life, it's a hard life, it's a very hard life. It's a hard life wherever you go. And if we poison our children with hate, then the hard life is all that we'll know. And there ain't no place in this world for these kids to go.
Hey, Mom, here's some good news. Tax rebate checks are here just in time for back-to-school shopping. And Sears will cash your tax rebate check free of charge with any purchase. Here's some more good news. Right now, during the Sears Great 3-Day Sale, save 50% on great back-to-school items throughout the store. Plus, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. So hurry in now through Saturday. You don't want to miss the Great 3-Day Sale. 3-day sale ends August 16th. All jeans on sale through August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm John Hamilton. Nearly 4 weeks after their old contracts expired, two unions representing workers at telephone giant Verizon appear to be nearing a deal. But for now, union negotiators with the Communications Workers of America and the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers are content to remain in negotiations. Verizon has hired hundreds of strikebreakers in case of a walkout and has been keeping them furloughed at great expense in hotel rooms. No details of the talks have yet emerged, though negotiations are rumored to have stalled over the issue of union membership for employees of Verizon's sister company, Verizon Wireless.
At least two dozen people were injured in violent clashes with police in the Honduran capital of Tegucigalpa yesterday after the government announced plans to freeze public sector wages and weaken labor laws in order to secure a $1 billion loan from the International Monetary Fund. That spurred more than 12,000 people to take to the streets. Lawmakers have already opened up parts of the country's waterworks to private investment at the behest of the IMF. The protesters blocked all roads leading into the capital and barricaded major intersections for most of the day. President Ricardo Maduro says he will not back down from the IMF compromises because Honduras really needs the money.
A disgruntled worker in a South Chicago auto parts warehouse went on a rampage yesterday, killing six of his co-workers and himself. Salvador Tapia was reportedly about to lose his job when he returned to work with an assault rifle, spraying fellow employees with a hail of bullets. It's not clear whether Tapia was brought down by police or turned the gun on himself. The incident comes only 11 weeks after a Lockheed Martin employee in Meridian, Mississippi, took the lives of eight co-workers in a similar incident. It's the second such workplace shooting in Chicago in only 2.5 years.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
See the look on Nancy's face.
What's she doing?
I asked her if she wanted a boogie, and she just gave me this condescending sneer.
Is it the condescending, I don't boogie?
How would I keep up with her?
Right.
Boogieing.
Nancy can boogie. Yeah. Doug, I've never seen you dance.
Kind of looks like a frog in a blender.
I could dance with you till the cows come home. On second thought, I'd rather dance with the cows than you come home.
On the IE America Radio Network.
In 1994, there were 67 schools in Texas that were rated exemplary according to our own tests.
Yeah, it'd be nice if you could even say the word, you lying little dip. Yeah, all those schools rated exemplary were rated exemplary on false data, George, put together by your Secretary of Education. Back to John in San Diego. Where were we?
I remember when Hillary Clinton had written that book, It Takes a Village to Raise a Child, and she was drawn and quartered
sure.
by the right. But in my community, it was a small town, and we had, you know, one high school, one middle school, one grade school, but the community standards were such that you were expected to do well in school.
Mm-hmm.
And we were charted with the rest of the country, with the rest of the state, and we were proud of the fact that we did extremely well in school. And, you know, I'm not sure if that really exists. That type of thing even really exists in schools. When I speak with some of the young kids today, I don't really see it, at least at the level that I remember experiencing it.
Yeah, and sadly, of course, every generation looks back on the generation coming up behind it or two generations behind it and say things like, well, when I was a boy or when I was a student, you know, things were... and so that's, you know, it's a real easy trap for people to fall into. You know, once you cross 35 or 40, the inclination to do that is pretty strong. But if you take a look at the truth of it, if you take a look at popular culture then and now, if you take a look at the diversions that are available then and now, if you take a look at how excelling in education was seen then and now, there is some truth to it. It's not a matter of just being an old fogey looking back and say, well, when I was a boy, I had to walk 3 miles through snow, shoulder high, blah, blah, blah. You know, there's an awful lot of truth to it. You don't have to go back very far.
Well, take a look at that video that you have posted on your website right now of the foreign journalist. That's from CNN, who came to America and asked.
Did you see that already?
Question.
You saw that already?
Yeah, I stopped by there earlier.
Yeah, we just put that up tonight. Isn't that just, it's mind-boggling.
Yeah, it's apocalyptically scary.
It is. It is. It's just unbelievable. Well, the battle's not, the war's not over. We've lost a few battles, but like I said, I am going to continue to believe that we can pull out of this.
Well, if a majority of the citizens sit home and watch the revolution on TV... You
know, well, then we've lost.
We've got a problem.
John, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
I know you were holding on an awful long time.
Right.
I appreciate your patience.
Thank you.
All right, sir. Take care. Mary is calling from Southern Illinois. Mary, this is your first time calling, right?
It is.
Welcome aboard.
A little nervous.
Well, so am I.
But, Mike, I've listened to you for years. I moved back to Illinois a few years ago, and I could catch you out of Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
And was terribly disappointed when I lost that contact. And I have been listening to you online now. It's hard to know where to start. It's hard to control the anger and the daily surprises of the newspapers and, well, not too much the newspapers, but what I read online about the things that are going on with this administration. I had no idea they could get an administration can get away with what they're doing. But if I can make something a little more concise instead of spreading my anger all over.
Sure, go ahead.
Which is, I do email the White House quite often and write them, which probably means Ashcroft has been traipsing through my house.
probably.
But the last email I sent to the president, we've gone through wars before, we've gone through these battles, all these things, but we've always had a president show up when some of the bodies returned.
Yeah.
Even Ronald Reagan, with his tears and his sincerity that came out, and Clinton, of course, they were there to hug the parents who had lost a child.
Mm-hmm.
And this compassionate conservative never seems to be able to be compassionate. He's just full of anger all the time, but maybe if I was raised by Barbara Bush, I would be too.
Oh, I'd be ready to kill somebody.
Oh, that's right, and he is.
Had I been raised by Barbara Bush, I would probably invade foreign countries.
Very good.
Yeah.
Yes, well, he's certainly full of, he's so defensive, he's certainly unbending, rigid, and he can't be wrong. If he utters something, no matter what it is, he will never back up, as
right.
we know. But anyway, I find it just why the people aren't crying out is so amazing to me that they aren't saying, why isn't he in those hangars when those coffins come in?
Mm-hmm.
Why isn't he showing some compassionate feelings.
But we know why. He's incapable of it because B, he couldn't care less.
No, he can't care.
It doesn't mean anything. Dead bodies coming back to this country of young men and occasional young women who have died so that Bush and his cronies can have the oil rights to Iraq mean nothing to him. Absolutely nothing.
And then he has the guts to go out and do fundraisers in the midst of this. And they film showing him pulling weeds and playing golf and taking a month's vacation. It's just absolutely incredible. It's hard to realize it. And then my neighbors in this area, and we're in an area that's terribly polluted. You know, when they want to hide all the pollution, they put them in these little rural towns.
Sure.
That used to be beautiful and farming, and now they're full of all kinds of plants that make it hard for us to breathe.
Yeah, just ask the people in Anniston, Alabama about that.
Absolutely, yes. Well, we're not that bad, but we're not that far away.
Right.
If we might be that bad, they just don't tell us about it.
There you go.
As they pour things into the river. And where we once could eat. Well, anyway, I just needed to vent.
Well, I'm glad you did. I'm glad you called here. And I hope you'll call again, Mary. Don't be a stranger. I get nervous when I used to call radio programs, even when I had my own program. When I used to call Roe and Gary's show just for the hell of it and sit on hold, my hands would get sweaty. My heart rate would go up. So I understand, but you've broken through now. So do call us again, okay?
Well, Mike, I'll tell you, you mean a lot to all of us. You're just a shining light out there. It's wonderful to be able to know that you're there.
Well, that's very kind of you to say.
Okay, we'll get back to you.
All right, Mary, thanks. Appreciate it. Gene is calling from Valley, North Dakota. Gene, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hey, where is Valley, North Dakota?
Well, it's Valley City, North Dakota.
Valley City.
And it's 60 miles west of Fargo.
Boy, you're out in the country.
Well, it's on the main highway. It's on interstate.
Oh, it is? Okay. All right.
I'm 3 miles north of the interstate, so.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's right there on the – 3 miles north is right on the interstate. Huh?
Yeah. Well, we can tell if the highway is closed because we can look out with binoculars and see if the trucks are running.
Oh, my goodness. So. Well, good to hear from you, Gene. What's up?
Okay. I guess a bunch of things. I'll start at the bottom of my list and go up.
Okay.
You mentioned tracking, and I guess one of my children was tracked in high school and junior high. She was put in an accelerated math class all the way through, and
mm-hmm.
I thought that was great. She got accelerated things to do.
Well, now, how long ago was this?
She's 23 now, and
so only about 6 years, 6-8 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, I think did they put her in advanced math class with her knowledge and your knowledge that she was in like an honors program?
Yes.
Okay. What I'm talking about in terms of tracking is when they didn't tell anyone. The school principal, and these decisions were made at the school board level in secret, private meetings. It used to be, believe it or not, there was a time when school board meetings were not open to the public unless the school board decided to open the doors and let the public in. But these decisions were made and then filtered out to the various schools, and the tests were standard Iowa achievement tests or whatever they're called, basic tests. They would test you, IQ tests, all sorts of tests. But then they would put you in or on a certain track. These kids are going to go to college. These kids are going to take factory jobs. These kids are going to do manual labor. And the point I was trying to make, none of the kids had a choice. It was like Brave New World. These fetuses are going to be alphas. These are going to be betas. This group's going to be alpha pluses. It was just like the book 1985. A Brave New World, where decisions were made without anyone knowing about it. So an honors program. My wife was in honors programs, but they all knew about it. I was a kid, we never knew about it.
Okay. Yeah, I'm a teacher, too, so I could see how that could be done.
Right.
The school I teach at, that doesn't happen because we only have one class for each grade, so it's a pretty small group. Here in North Dakota, the average teacher's age is 55.
Wow.
So with No Child Left Behind or No Teacher Left Behind or Every Teacher Left Behind, as we call it here, they're seriously looking at the problems that are going to arise in this state when they leave in mass.
Right.
When faced with this, because I teach five different classes a day, five types of classes, and there's no way I can get 5 degrees.
Right, right, right.
And to cover this stuff. So.
And that's part of the No Child Left Behind legislation.
Right. Right, and if they decide to do it that way, well, I guess I won't be teaching. So, and that's just the way it's going to be. When they first brought up No Child Left Behind, and what I said at a staff meeting when I first heard about it, I said, this sounds like a plan to guarantee that public schools will fail.
Wow.
So that they can funnel them into the parochial school system.
Right.
And when I first called, I thought of my mother's, you know, this whole administration atrocity that's going on. My mother, who's 75 years old, got into a disagreement with some ladies at the hair salon a few weeks ago. And she was pointing out something about Bush and his administration, and they didn't believe her, and they got kind of miffed at her. But then while she was under the hairdryer, they checked out some of the facts and found out that she was right. So they did apologize to her before she left.
Oh, for heaven's sake. So she came out of the hairdryer, and they said, hey, we were wrong, you were right.
Yep, that's right. And we keep talking about we pin our hopes on the next election. I think if these people are as corrupt and as sneaky as they appear, they will find a way to circumvent the election. And I don't think we can wait till the election. I think 14 months is too long to let them do more damage. I think something needs to start happening. The sooner the better.
Wow. That's I appreciate the strength in what you're saying. Those are strong words, and I appreciate that. I have to ask you this, Jean. Living at, what's your town, Valley?
Valley City.
Valley City, North Dakota. How in the world did you hear about this program?
I have an EMAC computer, and when I pulled up iTunes, went to radio stations, and I was looking for talk radio, and yours was on there.
I'll be darned.
It was... I was just blown away because I thought, oh, my God, there's other people that think like me.
Oh, there are a lot of other people that think like you. Trust me. Trust me. Well, this is not the first time you've called here, is it?
I called one other time.
Yeah, I thought so. Well, I'm glad to hear from you, Jean. I bet it's wonderful living in Valley City, North Dakota.
Yep, we've got clean air here so far.
Well, don't ever come to Atlanta because the air here, you know, people in Atlanta say I don't trust air that I can't see. And you can see it here. Trust me. Hey, listen, Jean, good to hear from you. I hope we hear from you again.
Okay. Let me tell you one more thing.
Sure.
Our county passed an ordinance so that like hog factories couldn't be within 4 miles of an occupied building.
That's great. The factory farms.
On 4 miles each side, that makes an 8 mile stretch. So there's nowhere in this county anybody can put a factory farm.
That's great.
Because they wanted to keep it smelling good out here.
Yeah. Well, it's awfully quiet. It's awfully quiet out there. I'm listening to the ambient noise where you're calling from, and it's just very quiet.
I have my dishwasher going in the background. That's about it.
Jean, thanks for calling in.
Okay.
All right. You have a nice evening. Valley City, North Dakota. Just makes you want to get up and move there, doesn't it, Kathy? Huh? Get a couple of horses, you know, live out in the country. We can do this program from a shack. Huh? Yeah, we're already doing this program from a shack. What am I talking about? Tara is calling from Boston. Tara, welcome to the program.
Good evening, Mike. I was listening to you before, of course.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you've called in before.
Yes, yes. The last few weeks. And I am so much impressed by your intellect. And I was thinking that it would be wonderful if you ever write a book. you know?
Yeah, well, it may be in the offing. It's something that we've thought about. As a matter of fact, on a recent trip to New York, Kathy and I talked to a couple of agents up there. But there's an awful lot of work in writing a book.
Of course, I know. I do.
You've done
work
it?
On the book. Yes, I do. But I was thinking that, you know, you talk that, for example, tonight you were saying we have to. If we don't do it now, we will do it never.
Yeah.
I was just thinking, how can more people get interested in different ideas, in refreshing ideas, in wise and open-minded ideas? Look, I was trying to share the site with so many people, and I don't believe that they are really listening in the late evening till midnight.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, maybe not so much on the East Coast. I know, we go off the air at midnight, but, it's only 9 o'clock on the West Coast. It's 10 o'clock in the middle of the country. But we're hoping that eventually we're going to be on a radio station in Boston. And I think that'll make a difference. If people aren't tethered to their computer, it's a lot easier to listen to this program. You know what I'm saying?
Of course. Of course I understand.
Hey, listen, Tara, there's the do you want to hold on?
Yes.
Okay, let me put you on hold for a second. We'll come right back after this break. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Here's some good news. Tax rebate checks are here just in time for back-to-school shopping. And Sears will cash your tax rebate check free of charge with any purchase. Here's some more good news. Right now, during the Sears Great 3-Day Sale, save 50% on great back-to-school items throughout the store. Plus, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. So hurry in now through Saturday. You don't want to miss the Great 3-Day Sale. 3-day sale ends August 16th. All jeans on sale through August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
Now, everything you need for successful estate planning comes in one package. The new Master Estate Kit is a collection of legal power that would cost you $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you'll get. First, a legal will kit, one praised by nearly 500,000 buyers. Second, a living will kit that assures your wishes will be followed in case of an irreversible injury or illness. And third, a power of attorney kit that includes all the required forms. Order today and we'll include the new Family Legal Guide. It answers all your questions about small claims court, landlord agreements, personal bankruptcy, and much more. An $80 value, the complete Master Estate Kit costs only $39.95. For immediate delivery of the Master Estate Kit and your free family legal guide, call 1-800-221-0393. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Every kit carries an unlimited money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-221-0393 now. That's 1-800-221-0393.
You're strapped into 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines!
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25!
Oh man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
Thieves in high places. They've stolen our country, and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better, and he's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places. A ray of hope in these dark days and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
What does most political talk radio sound like?
Good morning and welcome
to my show.
I'm fine. Thanks for asking.
A little self-centered.
We're not going to take any calls right now because I want to talk. Remember, the show is at its best when it's more me and less of you.
Not very listener-friendly.
We're talking about all the progress we've made in Iraq. Tom and Seattle, you're on the air. Make it quick.
Yeah, I don't really agree with what you said about...
And I don't agree with you calling my show. Let's get it clear, people. If you don't agree with me, then you must be a communist.
A little one-sided?
The fact is that the Dixie Chicks should be sent to Iraq to live in a cave with Osama. Jeff in California, you're on the air. Make it quick.
I have a comment on how the U.S. has completely forgotten about Osama bin Laden.
No, you don't have a comment, Jeff. But what you do have is the privilege to listen to my show. And you're abusing it. And I am offended.
All around bad radio.
Says you.
But there is an alternative.
What?
You can get the best in progressive talk radio on the only progressive talk radio network there is, i.e. America Radio Network. For more information, go to iamericaradio.com.
You'll be back.
No, they won't.
Yes, they will.
Get out of here.
Don't touch me.
Greetings, everybody. This is Ramsey Pollard Jr., the host of IE America's Sunday afternoon travel show, Ramblin' with Ramsey, on air 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Almost every Sunday, I travel to some location to offer you the opportunity of not only receiving wonderful printed material about the location, but to win a prize, maybe a couple of nights in a hotel or a resort or T-shirts or fudge. Oh, yes, there's always a lot of fudge. Come on, tune us in on your radio or go to ieamericaradio.com. I'll be there.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES. Justice and the American Way with Mike Malloy. Where else?
4 and a half before the hour. Back to Tara, who has called in from Boston. Tara, we got about a minute and a half here, sweetheart.
Yes, hello, Mike. I was really, you know, very, very happy to hear that you thought of that and that you talked in New York or wherever you were.
Right.
This is so important because it's not so much time before the election. And probably not that many people whom I know would be willing to listen every night or very often.
Right.
But I think that it would be fantastic if you wrote a book and if you get a prize, which you definitely deserve, and then it would be more popular.
Well, you know, there's an awful lot of really good writing out there right now by an awful lot of really good progressive liberals, everybody from Joe Connison to Jim Hightower to Sidney Blumenthal, Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton's not really a liberal, but there's an awful lot of good writing out there right now. And I agree. I hope the day does come.
But this is very fresh.
Yeah.
I am reading a lot, and there are wonderful websites and created and still written by philosophers and some experts on Middle East. There is this wonderful website which is Today's Alternative News.
Which one is it?
It's called Today's Alternative News.
Oh, alternative news.
It's fantastic because he really is wonderful. He's really the expert on Middle East, but of course he's American, and he also writes poems. But it was so interesting because he wrote a little article. He was agreeing about UN attack with you, because you mentioned some time ago that there are two options, two versions. It can be United States, the attack, or Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And he was justifying his thinking, but in a very, very wonderful way.
Yeah, I'll have to check that out.
Really, please, because it's wonderful. It's Today's Alternative News.
Will do. Mm-hmm. Hey, Tara, here comes the music. Thank you so much for calling
in. Thank you very much.
All right, you have a nice evening.
You too.
All right, take care. Tomorrow night, Chris Owens, who's Director of Public Policy for the AFL-CIO, will join us to discuss Labor Day and how the Bush administration has abandoned workers. This is going to be interesting. I want you to be around for that. Catherine Bay produced a program here in Atlanta. Robin Vittman announces for us. Engineered in Detroit tonight by Jay Bilecki. Thanks to Jim, our Arkansas Music Bureau Chief, and also to Mark Marshall at MaximumInteractive.com, our webmaster. I'll see you tomorrow night. Take care.
You're listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
This representative sampling from yesterday addressed to Dudley Do-Right.
Yes, sir, Inspector.
You must be a miserable person. You think everybody is out to screw you. You don't like the Republicans, George W., government authority, police, fire, CIA, FBI, NSA, phone companies, airlines, successful people. The list goes on and on and on and on and on.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. Power has been restored to parts of London hit by a blackout that lasted just over a half hour, and many people were trapped in the city's underground trains. This man was stuck when the power went out.
So it was like the Victoria Line and the Northern Line were frozen. Part of the Northern Line was, and the Victoria Line was entirely frozen.
According to a spokesman for Britain's energy regulator Ofgem, the blackout was due to a fault on a transformer system. The outage hit transport services throughout the city, causing thousands to abandon trains and begin walking. Thunderstorms are hampering efforts to get the lights back on for almost 400,000 people in six states. Utilities blame the weather for knocking out power to homes in Maryland, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Virginia, West Virginia, Indiana, and Washington, D.C. The second night of storms last night left another 100,000 people without power and played havoc with attempts to work on the problem. So far, the outages are blamed on downed power lines due to heavy rains and strong winds that uprooted trees. Isolated thunderstorms are expected over the next week.